You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yo. Hey. Look at that. Hey. What are you doing with that? All right, here we go. This is a very, very special edition of the YKWD podcast. We're in the Riotcast studios right now. We're going to go through this fucking room because there's a lot of people. I mean, we're packed out. We even have the couch microphone going. I'm just going to get through Deepu, of course. We got Chris Scopo is going to bail to go do a college with Eric Rivera. Who? Exactly. and he's a Spanish guy. And we got the new, I don't know, fucking crew. She's part of the crew now, Sexy Lauren. Which is, she's really sexy. Somebody's too pretty.
Yeah.
Kind of bugs me.
Thank you,
you know what I mean? You're welcome. God damn it. And let's go through the room real quick. Introduce yourselves. Bam, go ahead.
Mark Gessner.
Andrew Schultz.
Chris DiStefano.
Jim Serpico.
Tom Saletti.
Dan Frigolette.
Dan Frigolette is from the comedy festival.
Hoboken Comedy
Festival. Hoboken Comedy Festival. The rest of these motherfuckers are from the new show coming out, Benders, on IFC.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. October 1st, 10 p.m., baby.
Jim Serpico, Tom Saletti, the fucking writers, creators, producers, directors. You did it all.
I think so. Craft Service.
We didn't act.
Did you do Craft Service?
Yeah, we did, yes.
Yeah, and of course, we have the three stars. There's actually two other people that aren't here today.
Yeah.
I couldn't fit them in the studio.
Be honest.
Oh,
my God.
Okay.
The one guy's going to take offense to that, Rui, because he's going to think it's because he's too fat.
No, it's because his mouth won't fit.
His mouth's big-ass mouth.
He's got a great mouth. But
what's his name again?
Rui. Rui. That's his real name. Fucking Rui.
Spelled R-U-Y.
Really? Where is he from? Indonesia?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
No, he's from China, but he was raised in Indonesia.
Freaking Rui.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't.
He's doing exercises right now.
Yeah, he's doing exercises. Yeah, with freaking trannies.
Why does he date trannies?
No. He does play. He's a very highly skilled actor, and he did. He was in a play.
He's a tranny?
He was a woman in a play. He
really?
But he played it really good. So we just
And he likes trannies.
And he's got pictures on his Instagram of him.
Yeah, transgenders. Can you say trannies?
He's open about it.
You can say whatever you want on this part. It's not like it's only fucking.
We're not trying to get the show.
How flat is the back of Chris Scopo's hair? Jesus. Christ, dude. Back of your hair.
It's
like a fucking bulldozer.
You can't eat up here. Liz said there's no eating.
Who's, wait, what?
You just
can't
got a nice
eat.
Coffee.
No
I did have
Are you
my
eating?
Food delivered upstairs. Yeah,
yeah you can't
I
eat
can't
up here.
I can't eat up here.
Not
in the
at
new
all.
Studio, that's not allowed?
Never allowed.
Was it
why?
Really?
Never. Because, I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, we had a pizza party podcast up here once.
Uh-huh.
And somebody left a piece of pizza under the couch.
Oh. Luis Gomez?
I'm not going to name. I don't know.
Probably was him.
I don't know it was him.
That drunk Puerto Rican.
Somebody fucking cracked that bottle of Jameson, baby.
You guys
that,
have it some.
Oh, I'll have some.
I am. All
right, remember I tried to drink Jameson with you in L.A.? I almost fucking died.
I never drank this before.
No, where
this
was
it? Going to be my first.
Oh, all right.
That's a good bottle right there,
That's
too.
That's a great bottle.
He told me I had, because I told him the podcast, it's a three.
Right.
And he called me, and I fucked up. It's at five, because Andrew couldn't make it.
Sorry.
At three. No, it's all right. So we changed, but I never fucking relayed that to them, and they're missing their kids.
You wanted to blame it on Scopo so bad.
I so good.
Can I say something? Chris Scopo was the first thing you came out of your mouth. Chris Scopo, and you realized there was no way to pin it on him.
No. I still blame him.
How?
It's his fault. Because he should have me regulated. He should somehow know that I made a mistake.
I go to Bob, do you want me to call Serpico and Saletti? He goes, no, I got it. I'll take care of it.
And me,
everybody else knew it was 5 o'clock.
And with me, he goes, Scopo.
is a good kid.
It was really me, man. It was, I can't.
I couldn't hit.
There was a pause.
Because you know
why?
I'm so used to him fucking up. Right. It's like automatic. Scope, it was me. I'm sorry. Because he usually does fuck it up. But it was me. And you said you better. And you're missing your kids.
Missing my kid shit right now. Instead, I'm drinking with you guys.
Yeah.
Ooh. Back to school night.
Yeah, you're hanging out with a bunch of friends having drinks instead of being at a field falling asleep in a fucking fold-up chair.
I was going to meet my kid's teacher tonight.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Was it a guy?
Don't know.
Really? Well, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? Have a shot.
I will.
Let's forget about that.
Shorts.
Let's forget. You want some ice?
I want ice.
I want it exactly how Serpico's having it.
Little ice.
Because I bit like that last time. Like a man.
Well, here's the
I'll
thing.
I'll take no ice.
You want a shot too, brother?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we're going to get to the Hoboken Comedy Festival, which I'm very excited to be a part of this year, which I love that when, you know, guys like you say fuck it and you make your own shit happen in Hoboken. You got a lot of great shows there, mine being probably one of the best.
Right.
Hopefully we sell that out. But I really, you know, the main show is about this Benders that you motherfuckers are in, which is, I'm not just saying this too. Fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
It really kind of bugged me how fucking funny you guys are. I was like, I was watching with my wife and I'm like, because I read it as we're going. I was reading it and I thought it was hilarious. But when you can see something come out of, like, these two guys sent me, like, the first guy, and I was like, this is great. I love it. But then you see the evolution of it, and then you see the people that they picked. And I originally thought that Andrew was playing you,
right,
and you were playing Andrew. Yeah. And then in my head, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I got it. And then when he told me, Serp was like, oh, no, it's the other way around. I was like, really?
Yeah, but Andrew came in for Chris's part.
Yes.
He did.
Well, I don't know. My agent gave me both. And I just remember the one with less lines.
Exactly.
And that was, because I have a thing about going out for stuff. I don't go out for a lot of stuff, but my feeling is if I get all the words right, I should get it. So, like, if I get 100, then I get it, right? So,
what happens when someone else gets the words right?
Well, that's what happened here. Yeah. You know, Chris got the words right, apparently.
Yeah.
He did not get the words right.
Well, okay, well, then he was better for it.
My,
but what happened
when
was when
he filmed it, he didn't get
the
words
thing,
right.
Here's the thing. I did it, but you guys said, or no, it was Tom. Goes, hey, did you get the sides for the Paul ones? And I was just like, yeah, but I didn't get those to 100, so I didn't try to memorize those.
Right.
And then you're like,
so
you want to just read it off the paper? So I was like, fine, perfect, read it off the paper. Low expectations.
Really
handled it.
You're not ever supposed to have it memorized though. You're always supposed to read it off the paper.
That's the thing. If you get it 100, then you get it.
Well, you should have it memorized.
You should have the words, but you should never be looking for it. You should always be able to glance at the paper.
You should always have the paper.
Yeah,
yes,
but you don't have to have it memorized.
No.
There's so many guys that come in and maybe looked at it once.
Turn
or
that
twice.
Mic. Eat that mic. Turn it towards you. Can you turn it towards you?
How's that?
Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like turning
sexy
myself on.
Service.
I'm nervous again. I feel like I'm on set.
God, I never thought a fucking dude that looked like me would turn me on.
So.
Yeah, but you don't have to have it memorized at all. There's guys that read it once or twice, and you still get the sense of who they are as an actor.
So, all right, I want to explain this to everybody listening, is that you guys have done it all. You guys, from start to finish, especially on this one, but Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, Marin, Rescue Me, The Job, you guys have casted everybody. You were in on all these casting sessions. So you know when somebody comes into a room.
Right.
Don't bring nuts.
My brain goes like this. I got to fucking get the lines down perfectly, right?
Right.
And then I got to start making choices.
Right.
And then I make those choices. And then I go in and try to hit those choices and with memorizing it. And, you know, there's all kinds of things. Like, I go in, who am I reading with? All right, you. And then I look that person in the eye
right.
and try to alpha male them
yeah.
so I can feel comfortable with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want them to fuck me up.
Right.
Right.
I pick my points where to look. Because sometimes I'm supposed to talk to more than one person in a scene, and I'll look that way, and the producer is just looking right at me, and all of a sudden I'm taken out of it because I'm like, oh, he thinks I suck. And so I pick my points where nobody's going to be. But none of that matters?
No, none of it.
Tom, none of it matters.
Yeah, because people will come in, they'll have their stuff memorized.
Talk to the mic.
People will come in, then they'll have stuff memorized.
Really?
And at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't sound conversational.
Really?
But, yeah.
Tom, what if you get 100%?
100% of the words.
100%. All the words.
It doesn't matter.
Everyone.
If it sounds...
Even everyone.
Does it sound natural?
Robert Downey Jr. comes in and reads it exactly the way it is on the page. Boom.
Well, you can know the words, but not know where the pauses are supposed
We're
to be.
We're talking about Robert Downey Jr. right
if
now.
If he does it right, then he does it right. If he does it wrong,
can
he
I
does
ask
it
you
wrong.
One question, Tom? Being dead serious, yeah. When I got 100, were you like, I think that we need to find something for him, even though it wasn't the right part? When I got 100%,
no.
Fuck. Yeah, I've been auditioning
wrong this whole time.
That's
me. Sorry. But, I was really looking around. Okay, yeah, let's
We'll notice that there's definitely something there. We could use him somewhere.
I feel like I was the only one in the room for my audition where you guys, I did it, and then you guys were like, all right, now you had me go off script. You like make believe you're in a hockey, do those lines, but now make believe you're in a hockey game, and then I had to improv and do it like that. And that's when I think you said, you're like, oh, it looks like we found Anthony. But I don't know.
You said that?
Yeah, that's what you said. I was a slip, but I knew not to feel too good about it. But my agent did tell me, he's like, look, you're going in for this part, Anthony Pacello from Brooklyn. If you don't get it, it's like, what the fuck? Your name is Chris DiStefano.
Stop. Yeah. I didn't get Robert, Dane Cook's best friend. I didn't book Bobby. Dane's bald, chubby best friend. I didn't book him.
For what is
they it? Actually made for his pilot he made. Listen to me.
He's a lunatic.
It was down to three of us. They picked the skinny guy with hair.
Oh my god,
Bobby, his best friend. But he was like, dude, what the fuck, dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you didn't get it.
I didn't book that.
It's so funny, dude.
So don't feel bad about not booking that.
It's so crazy.
You can memorize it, and it can work, but that you don't have to at all. There's no points off if you don't memorize
it. So when I go to these auditions, I don't have to. I just fucking go off.
Right.
Feel it.
We have to feel like you know the material inside and out, and you've made the choices. But
some of these writers are in the room, too, and they get all fucked up when you don't say, the big words that they put in there. But you know what I mean?
You want to say the words that are on the page. Yeah, but it just doesn't have to be memorized.
There's a difference between memorizing it and knowing the words and knowing the moments and the choices and having a thing.
Right.
All right. One second, because you're probably... We're comics.
You're a real actor.
We're comics. No, seriously. We're comics that are starting to act. You know, you act.
Yeah.
You're not a stand-up comic.
No.
Okay. So you're saying that this doesn't make sense to me. You don't need to memorize the words, but you need to say the words.
Well, it's a whole different approach, I would guess.
I'm still trying to figure out what a choice is.
Let me explain.
I can't explain anymore.
There's no way you could be a stand-up comic in fucking cargo shorts.
I can't wait till winter.
There's no way to come on stage.
I'm really excited for
Bugle
winter.
Boy cargo shorts.
Dude, I'm a huge man. It's hard to find pants.
Andrew, Jesus Christ.
Andrew, we saw your acting. We know you know what a choice is.
I don't know. I just go. I just look.
I waited 5 minutes to say that joke.
I love the job. It was immense
mediocre.
Restraint.
I waited too long. I should have just ate that one. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's no worries. I feel like your approach to your craft is to fine-tune something and polish it and make it perfect so that you can then deliver it as though you're coming up with it on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Whereas I think it's the opposite for acting stuff. Like if you're in the room, you're not like the polish and stuff. It should be alive. It shouldn't be like perfectly like frozen in the perfect delivery like the way you guys can do it and simulate the reality. Where in this case it's got to be reality. That you then use the words to convey. Because these guys wrote a beautiful script, a funny script. It's easy. It's like, okay, so once you feel like where the script's going, then just say how it feels using their words, and it's then you.
Dude, that was so fucking well said. Now, if we could have Andrew or Chris punch it up, and add a condom joke. That was fucking beautiful,
dude. I learned so much. I learned so much on set from Mark. It was like unbelievable. Like I think one thing you
like
said,
never
to
wear cargo shorts.
Never wear cargo shorts. Yeah,
stop buying Saucony sneakers.
Yeah, those are the fucking worst.
Horrendous sneaker.
Oh my god,
choices.
You fold your hats like a fucking shithead.
Horrible. He has three kids.
Yeah, it's bad.
What the fuck is that?
Your dress is like all of them put together.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm jealous of most of my kids' clothes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Let me ask you a question. You two fucking motherfuckers. This is.
Can we drink whiskey? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, dude.
I mean, I don't want to drink.
Fucking dude. Right. Oh, drink.
I didn't get one. Let me
get
the bottle.
First of all, cheers. Here to Benders, everybody.
Hey,
all
right.
Success.
Well, hi,
cheers. Dan needs one.
Gentlemen.
Wait, can I just say something quick? What I was going to say about Mark, he gave me an acting tip.
Mm-hmm. Can I do that? No?
Hold on, Dan's getting
sorry,
buddy.
Just say
it. Mark, he told me something. Bobby, I'm giving acting tips here.
Buddy, I'm
that,
sorry.
That Mark told me when we were in the park, we were shooting the scene in Astoria Park. I just couldn't get my shit down, and he said, "Jesus." And he said,
"You want Scopo or her?"
Yes, both. Scopo's got a nice ass too.
Beautiful ass.
And he said,
"We should have an ass off."
Yes,
we should have an ass off.
He would.
Scopo's got a nicer. Not no offense, but Scopo has a nicer ass. Scopo looks like a turkey.
You know, I made Scopo.
I am actually jealous.
On a tranny episode we did, I made Scopo put on girl panties.
Yeah,
and pull his pants down.
Do you have
really?
Do you have photos of it?
I think so.
Dude, he's got like a plump first baseman's ass.
Yeah, he does.
Beautiful.
He has like a tranny that used to be.
Yeah.
Like. Just went not hot. You know what
right.
I mean?
I've definitely banged a chick that looks just like Chris Scopo. For sure. Oh,
yeah, me too.
But Mark said that you got to make sure you always know the character that you're speaking to, what your emotion is towards that person, especially in the audition. So, like when you were auditioning and whatever, if I was talking to Andrew's character, you have to know what the relationship is between those two, or else the lines are never going to sound right. And that helped me plug in a lot to knowing how I spoke to Andrew's character was different than how I spoke to Mark's in the show, because there was a different level of respect.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. And here's the one thing that I got from it. And I was fucking, when I saw the episodes, I was fucking blown away with, you guys are so, like, your character is not you. Other fucking guy. No. You know what I mean? Because you were so fucking, dude, when you were talking, I don't want to spoil any of it for anybody, but there's one scene where you're doing with this lady and you're going back and forth.
Yeah.
I was fucking, me and my wife were dying.
Oh,
we were like, what the fuck? It was so, like, I know you, dude. You're such a sweet kid.
Right.
And you're just being this fucking ignorant cock. Yeah, douche, but likable. You're not an asshole. I'm not like, this guy's an idiot. I'm like, I like this idiot, this fucking dummy.
Well,
I love him.
Dude, I gotta be honest. You know what I think you know what I think it came down to? I think I was trying to be Andrew Schultz in real life for my character, Anthony, and Andrew was trying to be me for his character of Paul. So I think we just used each other's real personalities for inspiration.
Was that the genius of
That's
you
what
fucking
it was.
Too?
Yes.
Is that what you wanted?
Absolutely.
Is that what you tried to do?
We'll go with that, yes.
Well, yeah.
Now, when you cast these guys in these roles, now this is, first of all, people don't know this. This is your first show with you guys from start to finish, everything.
That we wrote.
That you wrote.
Yeah.
You wrote yourselves. You sold yourselves.
Yeah.
This is your show. Under the Apostle banner.
Sure.
But this is you guys.
Yes.
Now, I worked with you on the job.
Well,
way back in the day.
I was there, too, for the audition.
Were you? For the job?
Yeah, with the nuts.
No,
that
different
was
show.
That was different show.
That
we
should talk about. Awesome. We should talk
You're
about
like, oh,
that
I just
audition.
Got them all right, here's up, the deal. All these awesome shows I've done.
Talk about shitty auditions.
Yeah.
Talk about shitty auditions. Now.
Oh
good.
Oh,
so
man.
I go. I do the job. Right? Was it before the job? I did the job.
It was after the job.
Was it?
It was Contest Searchlight on Comedy Central.
So Contest Searchlight is basically
Project. It's Project Greenlight, a fake Project Greenlight for Comedy Central about aspiring actor, writer, directors trying to create their own television series.
Seriously,
it's
one of the funniest things I've ever
Vimeo
seen.
Now.
So they're bringing all comics in, right? I already did the job. I was on the show.
Yeah.
I know him.
Right.
I know Leary.
Yeah.
I'm going in for these guys. I fucking love these guys.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, these are the fucking dudes I want to work for.
Yeah.
I'm going in. Someone in my acting class said, you know, you should, you know, if there's a basketball in the audition, I'll bring a basketball, or I'll give myself business. Yeah, if you give yourself business, that makes you relax. Now you'll just be in the moment.
That's the worst advice I've ever heard.
Who
in my
gave
life.
You that advice? Nick DiPaolo?
You need to cut them out of your life.
It was Artie Lang.
You want to give yourself business, Bobby? Hey, fucking, I have a Hoboken Comedy Festival next week with fucking Howard Stern.
So it was I knew it was improv. So I'm like, dude, okay, I'm bringing a bag of nuts. That'll be my business. I'm gonna bring nuts. I go get
the Brad Pitt.
It was not a bag. It was a can, right? Was it a can?
And it was a long scene.
A long scene. So I go up. These two fucking assholes are sitting there, and they're intimidating. They're fucking great guys.
Yeah.
But these two, they're almost like, you know, the aliens when they just stare at you.
Yeah. They give you good nothing.
Exactly.
I've never been in a room like it.
I was bombing for two fucking weeks on this show.
Wait a second. You were bombed.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. After I came back from Vegas, I had a tough week.
Dude.
Okay? But I had to go to Vegas because I was so depressed because you guys didn't give me anything. You're too fucking
dude, it was like, here's how it went with that show. If Serpico came out and gave you notes and told you, like, he told you directly that you suck. But if he came out and said nothing, that means you did good.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I felt like, you know the little scene I did? I was in my head about that till yesterday. I'm not kidding, dude. I hope they cut it out.
But there's a reason for that. It's not totally by choice. I mean, we've shot, if you think about it, every 12 days we shot a movie.
Yeah.
We shot 120 pages every 12 days.
No time to dick around.
So we had to move really fast. And we didn't have time to basically pat you on the shoulder and say, what a great job you did.
Yeah. Right.
In this the room, though, it was amazing.
Doing sex and drugs with these guys is that... When you got it, you got it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's just, we got to go. We got to fucking go. There's nobody that shoots faster than these fucking motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But if you come up and if you see them, just stare. If you see one of them, something's wrong.
Yeah,
if you see two of them, someone's getting to talking to
him. And they both come out together. Yeah.
And if Tom has his hat off and they're both bald, someone's getting fucking fired.
I've been in a lot of rooms for producer sessions and callbacks and stuff like that for shows and movies.
Right.
And the people go out of their way to be like, it's so great, bro. You're so funny. Oh, come here. I think you got it. You know, they're like hugging it out with you. These two sat there.
Dude.
Yeah. Just like, and they'd be like, thanks.
Dude,
give you nothing. I was like, oh, man.
Here's how fucking great they are.
I'm gonna get out of business.
I go up to this audition. Now, I know these guys. I did the job.
Yeah.
And it was on September 11th. Like, the day we started shooting was September 11th.
Holy shit.
Okay, I'm in my trailer listening to Howard Stern watching the buildings fall. It was fucking nuts.
Did you guys keep shooting?
No, they had to stop. I mean, they tried, but
no, I'm kidding.
No, just, no, they didn't. we shot all day. No, there was a girl. I remember the extra was crying. Serpico slapped her in the face.
Move, bitch.
Get it together. We stopped shooting. It was crazy, but there was like a bond there. Like that's something in my head. Yeah. Like you remember me. You know, I was Luis, right? So I go up with these nuts. We sit down. First of all, they have the self-esteem chairs in the audition where you just sink into them. And you're like back like this. And they're in like the great, you know, the alpha male chair where they're just sitting up nice. I sit down. They go, okay, let's go. I start throwing nuts in my mouth. I'm throwing them in. And then I'm talking. All of a sudden, my mouth is full with nuts. I couldn't chew fast enough. I got a mouthful of nuts. I do the scene. I got so many nuts in my mouth. And they're just looking at me the way they look at it. And then I think it was Serpico. Which one was it? It was Serpico goes, that's great. Hey, can you do it without the nuts? I'm not kidding you. I went outside and punched the building. That's when you guys were in Midtown by David Letterman. I went outside and went, why the fucking nuts? The nuts. Fucking basketball. Fuck you.
Now, do you guys in auditions, do you like it when the producer, if we watched you guys and there was no shot you were getting this, would you like us to spend 5 minutes telling us how great you are?
No.
Because
I don't mean
through.
To sound critical
at
all.
No. I'll ask, the reason I say it and ask the question, because we'll change. We'll do that from now on because we work with people who do that sometimes. Yeah. Right, they'll talk to people for 15 minutes about how great they did. What did they do for the whole day?
Is it
the casting session will take 6 hours, and that person within 10 seconds, everyone in the room know they didn't have a shot.
Right. Really?
So it's a choice between all right, are we going to waste everyone's time and stroke them?
No. Well,
Let
me ask you this: the last audition, we were all there because you know we
on the callbacks.
On the callbacks, the last audition,
the test audition.
Yeah, test audition. You guys said, you know, or, you know, you told the assistant to say to us, after audition, we just had to wait. We just had to wait in the waiting room. And then she came out. We were all waiting there for 20 minutes, said, you guys can go. And I went down. I was like, what kind of Nazi fucking mind trick is this shit? When I got it, because I was like, what was the purpose of that? Because we were sitting there, like, what the fuck are we supposed to be
doing?
That
was just to have everyone there in case we wanted to put people together so that we could see the chemistry.
That's what we thought.
Do you know what fucking people you're dealing with, these people? Around, let me tell you something. Around, was it 3 years ago? Bronx Warrants.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
He was there.
Bronx Warrants. Yeah, who's on? Right? Bronx Warrants.
I brought business to my Bronx Warrants audition.
I'm fucking fighting.
I did. I brought a cigarette. You played like a crackhead, right?
I played a crackhead. Yeah.
I'm fighting for this role. I love this role. Mm-hmm. I'm dying to get this role. I went in again and again and again. Right. Then I went in with with the other actors and everything. This cocksucker calls me up. You didn't get it. I'm so sorry.
Serpico called you and told
Serpico
you.
Serpico calls me up with Dean, correct?
Yeah. No, I think it was with me. This is on the pickup. This is after we.
This was the order for the pilot.
You had the role.
No.
Right?
No.
Because you told me this story.
This
was
to get the pilot shot with Bobby. Oh, okay.
No, it was to get the pilot shot. Okay. You said no. They said, yeah, dude. They're not going to go with you. They're going to go with a name. I think you gave me some fucking name, whatever the guy was on the wire or so. Gave me some. He goes, yeah, look, brother, I'm sorry. You didn't get. I literally went, I was over by Washington Square Park.
Right.
He hung up.
You sat down against a tree.
Dude, I'm not even kidding you. I looked up and I went, why to whatever God was up there, right? Because I work so hard. Then the fucking cocksucker calls me back a minute later. He goes, hey, listen, yeah, you got it. I was like, fuck you, dude. I never went from, like the last time I did that was our banging a hooker in Brazil and the rubber came off.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is the best. No, I got AIDS.
We recorded it. We still have it.
No way.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers.
That's so funny. I remember calling in the interim. There was like 2 or 3 days after you guys said, you know, you guys can go now with the story I just told. And then I found that I got it like I think 2 or 3 days later. But in that 2 or 3 days, I called Bobby and was like, hey, you know, like, can you just give me some advice on like what it's like to audition with them? Like, because I'm, and then he told me that story and I was like, oh, fuck. I feel like if they fucked with him, I remember he told me that story and then I got a little hope because like, if they fucked him like that, maybe they were just fucking with me or maybe it was like a real reason like you guys had, like, you know, said maybe you guys wanted to read together. But it's fucking nerve-wracking, man.
It's nerve-wracking, but here's how I feel worse for you guys because you have to say people you like, you have to not give a job to.
Yeah, happens all the time.
I mean, that and you have people you like, you bring in and they stink. Like, they were good on this, and then I can't wait. Right. There was, you know, oh my God, and then all of a sudden you're like,
no, there were guys that come in, man. There's guys from The Wire that came in for this show that we love, you know?
Ooh.
And good.
You can't do that. No.
I'd say it. I don't give a shit.
Really? Say it.
Serpico don't care. Yeah. He just drank a whole fucking shot of whiskey.
Can we get more whiskey, please?
I did not drink a whole shot.
Serpico's 2 glasses deep.
Dominic Lombardozzi came in, auditioned for this show.
Lauren,
he's one of my favorite actors. He left the room. He immediately followed me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He didn't get the role, and he fucking unfollowed me.
Are you kidding me?
Whatever, man.
Which guy is that?
Dominic.
Which holding?
Lombardozzi.
No.
Yeah, Herc. Love him.
Come on.
Great actor.
He's unbelievable.
Great actor. But it happens all the time. You know, we have a certain thing in our mind for these characters when we write them. A lot of times it changes when we see what you guys bring to it.
Yeah. Right, right.
The perfect example there is Mark. We didn't write the character with his physique or you know, his type, but he brought a whole nother level to
it. Like half-baked bread. That's what my physique
was like. Well, I'll tell you about your character and give you a lot of credit. Dude, I knew I was going to love these two guys just because I know their stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
I know how funny they are.
Thank you.
Just hanging out. And I've worked with him before on Bronx Warrants, and he just fucking murdered it. But, dude, you are so fucking funny.
He is funny.
On the show, dude. And you're not – look, man, good-looking. I'm just going to say, good-looking, that's fucking – that's half the battle.
Good for them. I'm happy for them.
Girls are going to be like this. Dude, you're unconventionally hot. I'm not kidding, dude.
Yeah.
I guarantee you get more fucking chicks liking you than these. Because they're going to go, unattainable. They're going to go, I can fucking bang him. I can get him.
I just look more accessible.
And your character is so fucking great.
Because
you have this money.
Oh,
and you're
awesome.
Such an asshole with your money. You know what I mean?
It was great. It was like me if I just had no more reason or accountability or anything. I just got to be like my id.
Yeah.
In suspenders.
Funny.
It was awesome.
The suspenders were fucking amazing, too. Whoever put those on you.
That was Emily Gunshore. Yeah. Emily Gunshore.
Damn.
She was great.
Yeah. That's so funny that only the actor knows like all the crew's name. Comics are like, the dude. Comics don't know anybody's fucking name. But actors are like, dude, do we get a meal penalty? I think we get a meal penalty.
I didn't know the rules.
Yeah, dude.
So true. Rui used to talk about shit like that. Like, have you guys gotten paid yet? And I was like, we get paid? I thought it's when it comes on TV.
Yeah.
Then you get paid once the advertising revenue comes. Like, I had no clue.
How I just got a check for a per diem. I got a check from FX for a per diem, and it was for like some shit that I was like, what the fuck is this?
We get per diem?
No, not you guys. FX does.
It's about to call Rui.
No, it's IFC. It's
a little different.
You gotta drop a letter to fucking. I don't know. I'm kidding. No, we did some shit. But I didn't know. Every like John Ailes, you call, oh, that's the per diem you get. Yeah. It's in, you know, statute fucking 874 of the Associated SAG agreement that we vote. Did you vote? No, I didn't fucking vote for anything. I only vote now just to get those free movies when those fucking the SAG Awards come out.
Now you're just, dude, I've
met you, I think, before, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple weird interactions.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because the first time I ever contacted you, I was like 20 years old, and I was like, hey, let me interview you, and then I lost the whole film crew. And then I had to call you back and be like, hey, man, sorry. And then the next time I saw you was Joe DeRosa's Joe DeRosa's video for, what was that called?
Joe DeRosa.
It must have been a long time ago.
No, for Tribeca. It was a long time ago. Tribeca. Joe DeRosa cheat.
Was it
cheat.
Edgy Joe cheat. Or cheat. Alternative Joe?
I don't even know
fucking
what he is now.
DeRosa. He's got a fucking ladder tattoo.
Next time
on his
I saw you was for cheat in at Tribeca.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be Edgy Joe.
Yeah.
That's Edgy Joe.
That was good, though.
No, that was a great movie. Yeah,
that's what I always say.
Funniest story ever with Joe DeRosa. We're all at Schumer's house, beach. Her mother had a beach house, wherever, Long Island somewhere. We all go out there. Keith, me, everybody, DeRosa, hang out all day. We're all in the water. Keith Robinson's fucking so shit-faced, he's fighting waves. Literally. He's punching waves. He's like, the waves are coming, and he's fucking hooking them. We're just, I mean, dying. I got a dead toenail. They're all making fun of me, right? Because the sun goes down. Some people leave. We're all hanging out. Joe's on his phone, right? He's bidding on eBay on these shoes, okay? Because someone told him the way you get really expensive clothes for cheap is on eBay.
Yeah.
So he's got these shoes, very expensive. They're $40, right? He's bidding. I think his top bid is $90. He knows how to win them. So we're all talking. Like, what are you doing? He's walking around. We all go, me, Amy, and I forget somebody else, go in the house. She bids $200 on. Signs up for eBay. Signs up.
Yeah.
Puts $200 because I knew his top bid was $90.
That's commitment to the bid right there.
Right? So he's sitting there. All of a sudden, we bid, boom. All of a sudden, fuck! Fuck! We're like, what? He's like, oh, motherfucker! I wanted these shoes. Someone outbid me, man. Man, what the fuck, man? You know that Joe DeRosa anger?
Philly accent.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude, we started fucking, and then she gets the email that she just won the shoes. She goes, you mean these shoes? And he's like, you fuck, and he was really mad. Really mad. But she wound up giving them the shoes. I would have shit in them and fucking said them to him, but funniest thing ever.
That's great.
So you got this Hoboken Comedy Festival. I'm going to switch over this real quick because I know you kind of sit there.
But we got Andrew.
Andrew, you're on it too.
Yeah.
I'm doing a podcast. I'm doing my podcast.
The Brilliant Idiots.
Charlamagne, Brilliant Idiots,
I mean, here's the thing too, is like, we don't even need to do this podcast to promote the show. Because you two fucking assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous how many fans you have.
Yeah,
like, I remember I told Serpico one day, I was like, hey, dude, I'll tweet some stuff out. He was like, yeah, all right. And I was like, I got a weird vibe. I was like, what the fuck was that? And then I looked at your Twitter and I was like, oh, all right. Yeah. Fucking 900. You got fucking 9. Just, it's crazy. You guys have a massive fan base.
Cool. Those MTV kids,
But who gives a fuck? Because those MTV kids grow the fuck up and they're going to watch your show, which is great. You have
you followed me, I have 345 followers.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations.
345, you guys. It's my high water mark. I don't want to come here being a dick.
Did you have Twitter before all this?
No.
Well, it hasn't aired yet.
I did.
Well, no. I know it's going to blow up.
Yeah. It's hard now to get followers.
Is it?
Yeah, because there's so many different platforms. Like, when Twitter first came out, it was when we were on Guy Code.
Yeah,
and there was nowhere else to really kind of...
Talk to the mic, buddy.
Oh, there was nowhere else to really kind of contact people you saw on TV or, like, musicians. Yeah. So everybody just rushed to Twitter. And we would get, like, an episode would air. We'd get, like, a few hundred an episode.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
300 extra an episode. Like, it was crazy. Every week it was going up. And then Instagram came out. And then some people went to Instagram. And then Snapchat. And all these other ones came out. Yeah. And now... It's like it just kind of hovers.
It was like MySpace
there.
When I did my my album, just a tip with Jack Vaughn. I did it with Comedy Central. I was in Aruba and I watched the just a tip came out with the half hour.
Yep.
And that night that aired, my MySpace, I got thousands.
Yeah,
like I was just watching it go thousands of people. And I had that's when you had to click them.
Yeah.
To say
yeah.
So I had to sit there like in Aruba accepting people all night. I was like, this, it's such a fucking, I don't give a fuck, man.
Yeah.
Having
like a
people like
lyric.
You, like wanting to, like seeing that many people go, I want to fucking be your friend, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
It makes you feel
it feels great.
You're like, fucking come on.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's like money.
Yeah.
It's like
money. Yeah.
The Sheen roast, I had Amy Schumer, that was the last time we were able to get Amy Schumer for the festival, and that during the Charlie Sheen roast. No, I love her. No, she's. I got 200 seats in Hoboken. What's she gonna? She's not gonna come to fucking Hoboken for 200 seats. But
are you shitting on Bobby Kelly with that?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Bobby's like, wow.
What the fuck? No,
she went up to. She got 46,000.
You better sell out these 200 seats, Bobby.
Tonight, right now. 46,000 followers from the
Sheen roast.
46,000 Twitter followers from the Sheen roast. She got that one day. That was the.
Did you have one fucking?
Oh yeah, I was fucking live. Tweeting, I was.
Oh, you fucking mumbling. What are you doing?
No, that's how I talk.
That's Syracuse Dan.
But that speaks to the roast, man. The roast makes
the roast
stars of people.
It was huge.
They're
but this
huge.
Is what's this? 5 years ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Andrew has a good
look
point.
Look at fucking
it's
Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
Well, Whitney Cummings, right?
Whitney Cummings.
Yeah,
Jeff
all
Ross.
Of them.
The roast.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Jesselneck.
It's huge for the girls specifically. Because there's just so few of them in comedy. So if you get a girl on that show, they're pretty much gonna blow.
It was big for Nick DiPaolo, right?
Who?
Nicky. All right, give me the band.
There you go.
Nicky D.
Jesus Christ. You know what? You were so bad you tricked us. I was literally just moving on.
Think about the joke.
I know.
Right here.
No. Fine, no, you keep that.
Okay.
So you're doing this festival, which you started this?
Yes, 6 years ago.
Why?
There was no comedy in Hoboken.
At all?
There was nothing 6 years ago.
And no, Hoboken is this... I gotta admit, I've been there once, kind of, but I've heard this amazing. Well, you're looking at me weird. Have you been there a lot?
I'm surprised you haven't been there.
I
used to live there.
You did?
Yeah,
it's
I lived
a good little
studio.
City.
It's slept on. Yeah. It's in Jersey, so it's slept on. So people are like, "Oh, you live in Jersey. You don't live in New York." So you got to deal with that. But it's great. I mean, I'm actually. I lived in Brooklyn. I've been Park Slope for 5 years. I'm closer now. It took me 11 minutes to get here. It took me an hour from Park Slope to get here.
Yeah, true.
Really?
It's so close.
Yeah.
It's so everything.
But it's real expensive.
It's expensive now.
Yeah. It's expensive now.
Good
was it expensive
life,
when
good
you lived there?
Restaurants, yeah. Oh
there's so many bars
Piss
in that city.
Broke when
so
I was
many
there.
Bars. It's like there's five bars a block, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? You've been there
too?
Who's been to Hoboken? Raise your hand. What the fuck? What am I?
What are you, not a fucking American?
How about this?
A lot of bars, a lot of
cocksuckers take me out. And take me to Hoboken.
Yeah, let's go to Hoboken.
It's a great city,
I'll go to Hoboken.
Man.
Yeah, you got to get more Twitter followers.
I can't.
Fucking
sex drugs are
going to
help me. I got fucking 200 from that show.
Yeah, but some shows don't do Twitter. Like, some shows are big on social media. Some shows aren't. That's just how it is.
I definitely, just to give you an idea, like, a
some are.
I think what he's trying to say is that the fans are big on social media there.
Yeah.
Like, so if you watch a show that's a little bit maybe more mature, the fan
dude,
base
if you,
is
no,
more
tell
mature,
the truth. If you got more black
get...
kids, if you got more young black kids who watch
it doesn't
show,
always have to be about race, Chris.
But I'm telling you the
Black
truth.
Lives Matter.
If you got the young black kids, they're going to love you on social media more than other shows. That's just the truth. Dude, 45-year-old men are not on social media.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but not as much as the young kids, though.
It matters. It matters in every aspect right now.
No, I know. I understand.
Can you stop for 1 second? Explain that. What do you? I don't understand what you mean by that.
What he's trying to say.
Why does it matter in every aspect?
That's how Jared found the girls.
Oh, fucking wow.
I'll tell you, as an actor or especially stand-up comedians, your following count matters in all platforms.
Yeah.
You know, they'll base whether or not they're going to do a special on you on how many followers you have. It's just the way, because these networks don't put a lot of their own money into the advertising, and they're relying on the talent.
Does it matter on your end? Because if it does, Tom needs some help.
Tom needs a lot of help.
Fucking Tom is the last of a dying man.
Right. I don't have the energy.
But what the fuck is the energy? I can't. Every tweet I put out, I have to fucking hashtag you because you don't exist.
I changed my name.
But it's still hard for it to come up.
Because it's TS. Celetti? No, it's TS.
What do you mean it's TS?
It just says TS.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's weird. Why don't you care about social media, Tom?
Because I don't give a shit. I have enough going on. I go home and...
Well, he's holding the camera. He's not.
Wait a minute. But don't you want to promote your show? I mean, you're not behind the scenes anymore, dude. You're going to be going on shows. You're going to be doing all these events. You guys are going to be out in the front of it now, being creators and the writers of these shows. It's no longer producer. It's no longer EP. It's you are the motherfuckers. Right. You're going to be on these shows. So you're going to have a social media somehow, because if you're going to go on like a Conan or if this show pops, which I think it's going to kind of change IFC for yeah. certain, like right. like Rescue Me did FX and the yep. Shield, and that kind of it's changing it with Marin and this and
I don't think
Norton show. You're gonna have to have that.
I don't think it's a straight out rule in our position that you have to do it.
Really?
Because yeah, and if you look back, a guy like Johnny Depp doesn't really do press or social media, and he's the biggest star there is.
But you're never gonna be that. That's what I'm talking about. You're out of your mind. Listen,
there's a chance I could be.
Robert De Niro, right? Not that we're Robert De Niro. I'm not comparing ourselves to that, but I think
can you get
that social media.
Can you get like Michael Rapaport? Can you do that?
Michael has a lot of followers.
Michael,
I actually follow Michael.
Michael
his
on
podcast
Instagram.
Is great.
Yeah,
Michael,
he's a funny dude.
Michael Rapaport on Instagram is fucking hilarious.
Hilarious,
too.
Do you follow him, Andrew?
No, I don't.
I'm gonna follow
do you know
right
who
now.
He is?
Of course, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we refer to you as the poor man's Michael Rapaport.
No, yeah. this is interesting.
You gotta take that away.
Can I give this back?
Give me that back.
That's not the first time. That's not the first thing. Time I heard that.
Like, it's not the first time I said it either.
No. I've never heard it from you, but like I was told that about I forget who somebody was
that's
telling me.
That's the first somebody's undid the bomb bandana with a good one. That's the first time this ever happened.
There and somebody was telling me that they said you. They basically said something about Spike Lee's new thing. They're like, something about like Spike and like you're his new Michael Rapaport. Nobody, you know, obviously asked Spike Lee didn't ask me to be in there or anything like that. But they're like, you could be like that new like
absolutely
kinda, whatever.
We love Michael Rapaport. Yeah. In fact,
love him.
The first thing we ever wrote together and went out with in public was a pilot called Choke.
Yeah. That was based
with the lead
for
where he chokes Rapaport. His grandfather. And we it didn't end up selling, but it was the beginning of our writing career because based on that sample, we got writing jobs at certain networks. That ultimately became the pilot for this show.
Yeah.
And we wrote that for Michael Rapaport. His name was Rap in the script. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Great, yeah. That's weird how things work out like that.
I remember reading that script too, and I love that script. Yeah, that script was fucking great. And it's funny when you put somebody's face on it. Like I said, when I had you as the other one and then when it switched, I was kind of like, oh, fuck. Like, I got with that. But then all of a sudden, I was like, fuck. And then when you guys pulled it off, I was like, man. It's the most interesting thing when a human being can take somebody else's creativity and bring it to life.
Yeah, I think that's magic, man. That's magical.
Let's not get queer. But the thing is, no, I'm kidding.
I think it's magic.
No, it's magic. Dude, I love you, dude. I'm have another one. Don't ever say magic on my show. Anymore.
Understood.
Unless you do magic, which I love.
All right. We'll talk during the break. Does anybody have any cards? I'm just asking for later. What? No,
fucking A. So anyways, you're doing this festival, man.
Yep. Six years, 7 days. Got you Friday, got Andrew and Charlemagne Saturday.
Who's Charlemagne?
Charlemagne's the guy I do the podcast with.
Does he do comedy?
Is he comedy?
No, he could do it. He's great. He's a radio guy.
Right.
He made his chops, earned his chops
on
radio.
Bones?
Yeah, he did that. He does like this radio show called The Breakfast Club every morning on Power 105. So it's like a... You know,
I
want to
say
thing.
Something real quick that we're having a show. Can I tell people about the show, the premiere you guys are doing, or is that no go?
Yeah, you could. You can't mention every single person. There's one little guy that looks a little like us that we can't talk about.
Okay, great. We can't do that, but that's a good. That's
dope. Yeah.
Okay, so we. so what date is that?
September 29th.
You guys, and I love this too. Mm-hmm. That's why I love these two fucking guys, because they never do anything conventional. They're always looking to do something different than it's been done. We're putting together a show at the Village Underground.
Hey, yeah.
Where it's going to be not. We're not going to. Are we going to watch episodes?
We're going to watch clips.
Clips from the show and stand up.
Awesome.
All, because. Yeah. We're all stand-ups. Yep. So I'm going to...
And I'll watch.
Yeah, can I request to go first before him and fucking... Not,
I'm going
Bobby's
first. Going first.
Run the
yeah.
fucking light.
Bobby's
going first. And I got to go up to first crowd
all,
3 hours
You are
deep.
Closing.
First of all, DeStefano, first of all, you got more Twitter followers than me, okay? All right, you're the star now. My show's over. We don't know if it got picked up. Did it get picked up?
It did not get picked up yet.
It's not picked up?
Not yet.
Yeah. It's getting picked up. I
we'll
bet
see.
The house on
I hope it does.
Please.
Look at you motherfuckers. I want to look at you right now. Do you two know something? Tom, you don't know how to lie. Look at me.
Know what?
That's why he stays off social media, because he doesn't know how to lie very well.
When it gets picked up, can I get a part?
You can't get a part.
That's how that works.
I promise I won't bring nuts to the audition.
Well, then you're in.
You're on the show. Listen, so we got the show. Who's hosting?
I think Andrew.
So you're going to host me. And
I'm
then
a
we
horrible
get...
host, by the way, guys. I just want to put that out.
I'm going to get so drunk at this, because I don't have anything to do except cheer for you guys. I'm very excited.
Who else is on the show?
Kurt Metzger, who, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but Bobby did punch up on the show. He worked on all the scripts. Kurt Metzger wrote on the show. Kurt's good, and he played one of the roles in the show.
It's Kurt, it's Godfrey. Oh my
God.
Yeah,
he was in the show.
It's a fucking hammer show, dude.
It's a sick line.
There's a lot of dick on this show. There's some alpha fucking these are monster shit.
Godfrey was great in the series, man. He plays a goalie. He was really funny.
Alright, really quick, I'm gonna fuck throw this out there. On the Bronx Warrants, I got to talk about
horrendous.
This.
Real quick. Real quick about the show.
Yeah.
I just want you to know this, because I think it's funny. I got the breakdown of the show, how much time everybody's doing. Yeah. And they have Godfrey down for 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Can I stop?
Wait, you got an email? I'm not going to tell you from who.
Yeah.
And the person said, listen, I don't know where you're putting Godfrey in the show, but be very careful. Because he will just keep going and going. So we are going to send someone out to tackle him. That's where you come in.
There's no light. There's no.
Here's what you do.
Tell him in.
Here's what I used to do when I hosted.
I love that guy.
Terrific. Here's what I used to do at the Cellar. I used to light his money on fire. I'm not kidding. When I used to host, I would stand in the hallway and light his fucking money on fire. And he'd be like, I gotta go.
Bronx Warrant. Godfrey.
He does a sick Denzel impression.
First of all, I never go over the fucking light. I'm always okay.
No, I didn't mean
on time.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant
5 minutes.
Guys,
I'll do
you know,
5 minutes.
Fucking 20 years in the game. I was like, what are they gonna do? 5 minutes?
You better put Godfrey at the end.
At
Godfrey
2 a.m.
should be the end.
He should be.
Yeah, he should be at the end. No. You know what? You should be at the end, and I'll tell you why. Because it's time. You're gonna have to fucking man up. Because I'm kidding. You got the followers, but this show, you assholes, you're going to be fucking huge off of this. So this is you, dude. You should own it. You're fucking hilarious, too. Don't let what happened at the club last weekend in Boston. then you're going back there for the, what's that other show? Boston Comics Come Home.
That was good, yeah.
You're following Louis
CK. I bombed
that
Laugh Boston. I can't wait to the TD Garden. How that's going to feel.
Are you giving him a good spot? Is there a good spot on that show?
We need someone to close. You've closed before.
I've closed.
Chris may have to close.
Bill closed. Yeah, close it.
That's a good lineup this year. That's a good lineup.
Perfect. Name the lineup.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Boom.
Louis C.K.
Wow.
Ray Romano.
Oh shit.
I'm tired. Stephen
Wright.
Who else?
Yeah, Steve Wright.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lenny Clark.
Hang on. Lenny, absolutely.
Leary.
Oh my Sweeney, God. Sweeney, there's room.
Whoa.
I think Sweeney's doing it.
So you want me to go last?
Yeah.
Jim, what the fuck? My family's going to be there.
No, hang on a second. This is not at the end.
It's a rite of passage, brother.
Yeah, all right. I'll go last.
You cannot kill what is already dead.
Fuck it.
Well, they made me go last, and Larry goes, all right, that's it. I'm kidding. We got one more.
You're a known Boston guy.
Dude, I know I'm not.
They know.
Dude, we played a fucking song before he went up. We wanted to see if he could pull it off.
They fucking put me up. Fallon and Leary sang a Yankees Red Sox holy shit song. Dude, no, It murdered. It was so. I was literally like this. I'm literally like,
yeah.
I had to shake my head. Go stop watching. What are you fucking nuts? Burr was pacing. I'm pacing. We both got notes. We're like, what the fuck? Like it was like our first year in comedy, dude. It was.
How'd you do though? Did you do well?
He killed.
He killed. I'm a fucking. I'm a murderer.
You think there'll be all 18,000 there?
It's definitely going to sell out. No, seriously.
All right.
It will. It's never not sold
big
out.
Big hockey town too. They're going to be.
I know.
So do good.
All right. Yeah. Whatever.
No, you're going to kill it, dude.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. You got to keep this in your head. It's a benefit.
Yeah.
They're there to have fun.
Yeah.
They're not there. They're not there to judge. They're there to fucking have a good time. And by the time you go up, they're going to be fucking drinking, and everybody's the room's just going to be like, oh my God. And I mean, I'm just making all this up.
Yeah, seriously. They're going to be live tweeting.
Yeah.
If you shit the bed, you're in trouble.
Oh my God. You're going to hear it.
But all right, so
on Periscope, I'm going to get crushed.
Here's the deal. I want to go back to this festival. I swing it back in and out. I hope you guys don't mind. Yeah, and we're not going to take a break. If you want to take a break, we can. But if you want to take a break?
No, fuck it.
I'm good.
I say we go right through. If you want to piss, go piss. If you want more stuff, get more stuff. I want to just keep going because this is flowing good. But this festival that you got going, who's partner with you? You didn't just do it yourself, right?
No, it's me.
It's just you.
It's fucking me.
I'm fucked.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Wait a second.
No, I'm kidding.
This is Hoboken, right?
Hoboken Comedy Festival, yeah.
And you don't have any, like, Hoboken backers?
God
bless.
No.
It's always
don't
a good show, man.
It. No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hang on one second.
It's not even like that anymore. It was like that. It's still to the point where we got to pay off cops. Like, that's how much of a mob town it was.
So, I'm not getting my check.
But it's not in it.
You'll get your check. we know people.
So, your people have to talk to their people?
Maybe. People know Chris's people.
So Chris's people have to talk to his people.
Well, now I can have Benders as a backer. Now we're here. We can figure it out.
Absolutely, that would be great.
Really?
Oh. Yeah,
that'd be a fucking great connection.
That's a good idea.
Now, what shows are you doing?
I'm doing Roast Battle.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go Matt Richards from Joking Off this season. Yeah. He keeps backing out on me. I don't know.
Wait a second.
Pretending like he's going to murder me, but I'm like, hey.
Roast Battle. Let's back up and explain.
Roast Battle.
Roast Battle.
Are you involved in that?
Roast Battle. So, okay, well, I don't know how much I should say, because now there's it's spliced, right? So now there's two roast battles.
Wait a second.
There's
let's back
guys.
Up to the start. Yeah. The one I know is at the Stand. Right,
yeah. That is the fake Roast Battle.
And then there's the one with Rel Battle, who started it.
Really?
Rel Battle's a guy from L.A.
And he started it.
He started Roast Battle
another kid named Brian Moses.
Thank you.
Wait, can we start this
both
whole thing?
Excellent right. stop, names. Stop.
I'll explain the backstory.
Great okay. names.
So basically, Rel Battle starts the show with Brian Moses in L.A., and it's a roast show. Jeff Ross comes on after and definitely, you know, ups the equity of the show. He's bringing on famous people. You know, Jim Carrey fucking was one of the judges, and he's definitely got recognition. But the show was the hottest show in L.A. Moses, I guess, my understanding from Rel is that, and I got to speak to Jeff about it, but is that Jeff wanted to be a creator, and Rel didn't want him to be a creator. He said, you can be an EP, but I don't want you to be a creator. So, Rel and Brian Moses kind of split, and Moses and Jeff Ross kind of did their thing, and Rel did his thing. Rel got banned, I guess, from the Comedy Store.
Jesus. Oh, so, I didn't know all that happened.
Yeah, I guess, so I don't know exactly
what happened.
Roast Masters
is one. That's the one you know.
Yeah.
So basically what happens is Rel, because he couldn't do the show out there, decided to come to New York and do it. So he started at the New York Comedy Club, and basically... The Roast Masters or whatever, I guess Jeff Ross and Brian Moses did their own version of the show in Montreal, and then they brought it to the Stand after.
So the one I did, the one at the Stand is Jeff Ross's version.
The one at the Stand is Jeff Ross's version, which is, but Jeff Ross isn't there for it, and Brian Moses isn't there for it. It's there simply to compete with Rel's show, which is, I think,
well,
is a
who hosts that show
move.
At
now,
the Stand?
Now, I love Luis Gomez. Luis Gomez hosts it, which
Luis
I love.
Gomez.
Yeah, I love Luis. Yeah. Luis is my dude, but I just think it's funny, like, the guys who starred the Stand, which is like a website, you know, cringe humor started on calling out comedians for being hacks, and they basically have a hacked version of a show.
Well, here's the thing, though. Dude, look.
Why is it a hack version?
It's not a hack
because
version. It's just a copy of it.
If Jeff was there, or Brian Moses was there, I'd be okay with it. But they basically like, hey, we need a presence in New York just because Rail has a presence in New York.
Right.
I'll be at the Stand 8:15 and 10:15 tonight.
I'm working there next Tuesday.
Chris DeStefano will be at the Stand 8:15, 10:15.
I like the Stand.
I love Patrick.
I like Chris.
I like doing the Tonight Show. I want to do the Tonight Show.
I don't fuck with those guys at all. But
we know.
But it is what it is.
Call you the Mike Rappaport of.
Hey, man, I'll take it.
I should have got a bigger laugh. That was a good callback.
Was it?
No problem.
Thank you, Chris.
When did this get so supportive?
I say magic one time.
You get fucking ripped.
I call it magic and everybody.
He's going to call you Magic Mark for the rest of your life now.
Magic really did
that
make.
That sounds like a hack version
of Magic. What's up, buddy?
So it's 11 shows. I never did them.
He can never get through it.
Hobofestival.com. It's 11 shows.
I love
shows.
Yeah, keep
it's
going.
Everybody on this panel has basically been on it over the last couple years.
I was too big to do it this year.
He's huge. He said he couldn't do it.
No,
contracts.
I'm joking.
I don't know.
No, I couldn't do it. Monster Energy thing.
I
couldn't do it. That's why I couldn't do it.
I
would love to.
You
know me. I love you. I always do Hoboken Comedy Festival, and it's always packed.
You're great.
Go check it out. It always is packed.
Well, all right. So let me run through it real quick. Monday's Derek Gaines, Matt Pavich, Pete Bladell. Tuesday, Moody McCarthy from Letterman. Seton Smith, Kareem Green. Wednesday's Will Sil Vince, Mateo Lane, Brett Druck.
Are you going to have an interpreter for that show? Oh, my gosh. Why'd you? Calm down. Can I just say, that lamp over there, see that lamp on the, that fucking moon lamp over there?
Yeah.
See it? Yeah, Will Sil Vince made that for the studio.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's
beautiful
the job. Worst lamp I've ever seen.
He made it.
He's a fucking
That's
crap.
What he does.
I think he wants to fuck me. It's scaring me.
He wants to fuck you.
No, but he hasn't had sex with anyone. And he's been celibate. Is that true? Yeah, he's been celibate for years. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
He talks
about
that.
Huge dick.
Is he married? He
Gigantic
must be married.
Gigantic dick. Oh, my God.
Hang on one
Someone
second.
Has a picture of that dick.
I've almost seen your dick.
When have you seen mine?
When you did...
when I had it in... But I had it in the satchel.
Yeah, I was looking.
Yeah.
During shooting...
He's got a schlong. I've seen his dick. He's got a big dick.
Thanks, bro.
I saw Rui's dick and ass a lot during shooting.
You saw his dick?
Yeah, it sucked. Because he got real comfortable toward the end.
Oh, really?
We did a lot of changing. It was brutal.
All right, we're talking about dicks now. Let's settle down. Let's go back to the fucking festival.
Yeah, and of course, it's my fault. That's when it gets called out, is when I say
as soon as you start talking, it's done.
His dick was magical. Can I just tell you?
Who has a magic dick?
No, probably Andrew.
Will Sil Vince.
Magic Mark.
Gigantic. Huge.
All right. Yeah, really huge.
All right, good.
Thursday's the Guys We Fuck podcast girls, Christine and Corinne. With James Madder and Leah Bonema. Friday, Robert Kelly.
Yep.
8 p.m., Harrison Greenbaum, Aaron Berg. Roast Battles Friday at 10. Andrew and Charlamagne Brilliant Idiots live podcast on Saturday, 8 o'clock. Saturday, 10 o'clock, Giannis Pappas, Akash Singh, Dan Frigolette. Sunday, we have a daytime, dog-friendly show for all the people that submitted and kind of were like the second string. So we're going to do a live outdoor show.
Say a dog friendly show.
Dog friendly show. The whole thing supports the Liberty Humane Society.
That's
an outdoor show.
Okay, so this is all going.
Was that was Justin Silver?
We had him. We actually had him last year. I love Justin Silver.
Dog friendly.
He's great.
Of course you do. You both have fucking beautiful skin.
Hilarious. me and him have people. It doesn't matter. Artie Quitter podcast 4 p.m. On that Sunday, and then 8 p.m. Artie Lang's going to close the show with his guys.
I'm canceling.
I'm not doing it.
He's so funny. He can walk to the venue and he just can't.
Let me tell you, I know he can walk there. I'd still get him a car service.
Yeah. No, you got to go pick him up.
All right.
Well, he's got Dan Filato now. He's got Filato making sure that everything runs.
Filato's a good dude.
No, but I love it when the comics do that, when they're like, listen, I'm going to fuck this. You said to me, you said, I'm going to fuck this up, call my guys, make sure everybody's on it. I like it when comics do that, because who else, like Greer will do that. Greer will be like, listen, I'm going to fuck this up, make sure you get, you know, somebody else involved, come to my house, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm going to be there, but I'm probably going to fuck it up, I'm going to forget or whatever.
I got too much shit. I forget shit all the time now. I don't know if it's having a kid. I don't know what it is, but I don't.
Oh, I got
25%
dumber with every kid I had.
Really?
Three kids, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was
if I wasn't married to the woman I'm married to, my kids would be just wandering around the mall.
Okay, here we fucking go. This guy will not shut up about
his wife. Magic Mark is so sensitive.
Oh, my God. Oh, my wife. You know what he said this? The last day of shooting.
The last day. Listen to this.
The last day of shooting, we're feeling accomplished after the show, and he goes, and he's just looking at his wedding ring. He goes, ah. Can't wait to put this thing back on.
We're like, get the fuck out.
You
my hand feels
pussy.
Out loud to the whole decade.
Closet misogynist.
Mark, listen
he
to me,
he beats her, guaranteed. 100% guaranteed.
Mark, listen to me.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
I'm fucking with you, dude. Uh-huh. I love my wife so fucking much.
I appreciate that.
Right. So much.
Here we
but
that.
Here's the deal. We just got a new babysitter. I can't stop thinking about it.
Just leave the house and punch the building.
I have to fire her. She's gone. I'm gone. You gotta go. I haven't looked my wife in the eye in a day and a half. Yeah. She comes up. How you doing? I'm doing good.
Yeah, dude.
Listen, I love my wife too, but you know, I get it. I get it. These guys,
they don't get it.
But
at
dude,
all. It's all right.
I'll tell you who's gonna get it.
My wife is the strongest woman. Shut up. She stays at home with the kids. You do all the work.
Oh my god.
Is that hard? Why is that shocking?
Can I say something to you?
She gets to stay at home with the people she loves more than anything in the world.
Shut up. You're being a
guy. I know. I have no kids.
Shut up. I'm going to tell you something right now. Taking care. I did it. Oh, I did it one day. I said, go out.
So
how hard can this be?
Yeah.
I never told her. I never said how hard it was because I don't want her to know that. Mm-hmm. She came home and I was like, all right, cool. You good? She was like, how was it? I was like, fucking the shit.
She saw your eyes, though. She looked in your eyes and she knew.
She might have, but I was like, dude, a blast. I'm going to go in the city. I literally got in my car and fucking lit up a cigar. I was shaking.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, what the fuck? The shit, the piss, the food, the dog. No. I said, no. Like 9 million fucking times.
That's layered on top of your genuine fear that your kids are going to die, which as a parent you feel all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So when my wife is around, that fear goes almost completely away because she's so good with the kids.
No.
But when it's just me, I'm thinking there's all the like annoying, like stop touching each other, don't punch your sister, don't punch your brother. Like there's that whole thing. But that's layered on top of me being like, what if my wife's not here? What if one of them fucking falls over and dies?
I'm having
what am I
gonna do? Feel that way though? Like on the third kid, you still feel that way?
Yeah.
I don't even know where my third kid is.
You're missing a game.
If you go to Tom's house, hey, let me tell you something. If you go to Tom's house and you see his third kid, he's fucking running roughshod through the house. He's got a fucking butcher's knife, a fucking curling iron still plugged in.
Dude, every time I call him, he's at home. His wife is somewhere, and there's just this conversation, and all of a sudden I hear a scream in the background. He goes, I gotta go. He's bleeding again. Every call. Every time.
Yeah, I admire that. He's so hardcore.
When you talk to Tom on the phone, you'll be like, yeah, it's all quiet. All of a sudden,
like, last week, I'm talking about here. I'm like, what was that? He's like, it was an arrow.
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
See, I'm so far away from that, man.
There's just a
I'm
lot of
so
flying
neurotic.
Objects in my house.
I'm so neurotic compared to that. I can't. Like,
I don't have the energy.
I'm like, get your hands off each other. Stop touching. You're going to fucking fall off that. What's wrong with
Wait
you?
Wait a minute. What the fuck? Did you give your kids a bow and arrow?
They got a lot of things. There's like a weapons bag that they play with.
So,
we have to hide it all the time. It's swords and all sorts of shit.
Dude, I can't. What the fuck is wrong with you? What are they doing? What the fuck
they beat the shit out of each other. Right now, they're doing American Ninja
what?
Warrior. Anonymously, I ship him to his house like a new weapon. From Santa.
It's like how Vikings are raised, man.
It's fucking Hunger Games.
I saw a video one kid made of the other one the other day doing like the spider thing that they do.
And
he walked down the hall on the walls.
That's amazing.
Like,
oh, my
like
God.
8 feet in the air. They're out of their fucking
how
minds.
Old are they?
Dude.
10, 8, and 3.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I know where they get it from. You always have a fucking brace on, or you always just broke a bone recently.
Dude,
this guy's in a knee brace right now. You're always hurt. It's going
to
be a kid.
Tom's a guy, though.
Everybody dies, but not everybody truly lives. That's all I'm saying. That's how he raises his kids.
If I was going to piss one of these guys off, it would be. I can deal with Serpico because Serp will yell it out, scream it out. Because, you know, Serp has it up and down. He's like me. But Tom is like nice all the time.
Yeah.
But when he fucking loses it, I don't want to be around for that.
Long
fuse, you know what I mean?
Big boom.
Yeah, because look at that. See that stare right there? That fight. And he plays. Yeah. He really plays hockey all the time.
Yeah.
So he'll take a fucking beating.
Yeah.
He's probably given a bunch of beatings, slammed in the boards, and he's just a really nice guy.
Right.
But when that guy snaps, you don't want to be around.
Oh, my God.
No,
that's
way.
Not true.
Really?
I haven't seen you snap, but I can.
What's that?
Is that true?
What was the question?
What, he hit you once? What the fuck was that? Anyway, real quick, Serp, just to ask you this question. Did we get picked up?
Not yet. Still got picked
Why
up.
Do they do that? Why do these people make on the fucking pilot, on the thing? Everything is a weight and torture you.
There's so much that goes into it that we don't know. They have to deal with a lot behind the scenes.
Can you explain to me a little bit of what goes on?
No.
Behind
it's not,
to,
it's all right, not
to get,
really
to get, you guys got picked up though. You guys, this is what's pretty fucking amazing about your show.
What
you,
show?
Your the Benders.
Okay.
That's your show.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And the other one's your show too, but this is fucking your show.
Sex is in.
Well, it's you know what I'm saying. You guys they picked you up and fucking gave you 10 episodes out of the gate.
Right, we didn't shoot a pilot
eight.
This time.
Eight.
No.
Yeah, eight right episodes, no pilot.
Is it eight?
Eight episodes.
Now,
yeah.
Is that, I mean, that must have made you feel fucking like, wow.
It did. It was great. Yeah.
Dude, I didn't even know you two. I didn't know any of these people. I was in Los Angeles shooting some commercials and I was sick as hell. I had the flu.
Yeah.
And I was scrolling through Twitter and I saw Dennis Leary produced show or Apostle produced show gets 8-episode order. And my mouth flew open. I was like, are you shitting me? What show gets an 8-episode order now? That's a huge deal. Like, the amount of trust that a network is showing.
It's like Louis people. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge thing. And then I opened
magical.
The link and it said, it's dare I say magical?
You have to change your Twitter to at Magic Mark.
Magic Mark. I open up the link and it says hockey show. And I, like, my feverish, hallucinating ass calls my manager immediately. I'm like, get me in that room. I'll figure out a way. Yeah. Just get me in the room. I just want to do a hockey show. And then I fell asleep, and I don't remember it. And she called me. She said, you got an audition. And I was stoked. And I was blown away.
So, wait, you asked for the audition?
Oh, begged.
That's funny, because Lindsay also asked for the audition. She heard about it from Nora Zettner, who played Mark Maron's first girlfriend, Maron.
Right.
And she... So she called her, and Lindsay called and asked for the audition as well.
Oh, my God. I was like, I'm like, I know I don't fit any of the specs. I don't care. Just get me in the room, and I'll do my best, and I'll figure it out.
Wow.
That's what I remember what I thought.
That's cool.
Lindsay plays Karen, my wife, to anybody who's listening and trying to put it together.
Lindsay Broad.
Yeah. She's very. She looks like
Marissa Tomei. A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. Yeah.
She got to put her hands on Channing Tatum in 22 Jump Street.
Why do you like
lucky
that?
Bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marissa Tomei. I love Marissa Tomei.
Oh, I was talking about Channing Tatum.
You're doing lesbian stuff over there, Lauren.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Channing Tatum.
Fucking Tatum.
You like him?
That's my guy. Yeah. That's my go-to. If I could have one, it'd be Tatum.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
You're not
really?
Into Tatum?
Nah, what the dude. Fuck is wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm not into him either.
Me neither.
100%. Tatum and Morris Chestnut.
He's got that little downy face.
He does have down. I've said that before. Yeah, he's a little downy.
I don't think so.
A little.
All right, let's go around the room. Who's your go-to guy?
I got a weird story.
You fucked him?
No. Somebody made me pick one. Somebody made me pick one, like, who's your gay crush? And I was like, all right, let's do it to a real gay person. It was right after Neil Patrick Harris came out. Yeah. Still working in a bar. 4 days after I said it out loud, this fucker comes in and sits as far from you to me in my bar. So I'm like, now I got to fuck him. I have to fuck
Neil Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris.
So very talented, very funny.
You could have any dude's dick in your ass, and it's Neil Patrick Harris.
I would fuck him. I thought I had to pick a gay dude, so I picked Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, I thought we're getting fucked.
Oh, no, I'm fucking
that
him.
That changes
obviously.
Everything. Hold on. We're doing the fucking?
Yeah.
Chris Scopo, without a doubt, that big fat ass. You fucking kidding me?
Bad cushion.
All right, Tom, who do you got? I know his name. He's a fucking grip on sex, drug, drug.
That's right. Fallon.
I, dude, one of the fucking... You never told them about that.
No,
that was the
but
great.
You know what? This.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Serpico's going to tell the story.
I'll tell the start of the story.
Maybe that's who's bleeding every time we call Tom.
No. This goes back, by the way, to casting, because I do a lot of casting. So I see people walk in. I can tell it's a good-looking guy who's not or whatever.
Hold on. I'm going to drink this right now.
Hang on. Can I get a Pellegrino? I want to pretend it's fucking alcohol.
So I come back from Chicago, and I go to Sex and Drugs to the set.
He's on the set for the first day. We're already shooting for like
day. But I didn't know everybody.
But we're there for 2 months already shooting every single day.
I was in
Chicago
doing a show there. So I was walking out to the set, and it was the beginning of the day. This guy comes in. He's well-dressed. Good-looking guy. I thought he was like an actor of some sort or whatever.
Yeah. So this is amazing.
He's so well-dressed.
So it was really
well-dressed. Could you describe
you an actor?
Describe the outfit.
You should
describe
be an actor if you're not.
What pants look like,
Tom? For what the job ended up being,
wait, but
he was dressed.
You didn't know the job.
The outfit. Stop.
That's the thing. You did not know what the job was, so describe well-dressed.
Yeah. He looked like he was dressed like to be in a scene, that if we were going to have a scene that was going to be in a...
Like what kind of scene?
In a studio or whatever the fuck we
a scene
doing.
In a studio.
Like, so you like a man like in a studio who was getting jerked off? That
he
kind of scene?
He could have been playing. He could have been playing a record
like a love
producer.
Scene, like a romantic love scene.
It was like a Magic Mark Gessner scene,
like a like two guys in a canoe scene.
Shut up. So it looked like he could have been in like one of our recording studio scenes or whatever. Yeah, he was dressed, you know, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, so we both kind of bump into each other as we go. It was like kismet.
Yeah, okay.
We both
bumped into each other?
We both bump into each other to go into the doorway and to get into the studio. And we're like, oh, sorry, you know. And I'm like, hey, I'm Tom. He's like, whatever. His name was Ballant.
Yeah, okay.
It was Ballant.
So
Ballant.
So Ballant. So he says, what do you do on the show? I said, I'm one of the producers. Huh? I said, what do you do? And he says, I'm a grip. Which, if you know most grips on set, they're pretty much a real... They look like Teamsters. They look like construction guys. Yeah.
They're not,
you know,
hot.
They look like Bobby.
So I... So
hey, what the fuck
listen,
is that?
Off the top, off the top of my head, the first thing I think, because I'm thinking he's an... And I'm like, ah, you're a good-looking grip. And this is what I say to him. And he looked at me, and I could see it in his eyes, where it was like, what the fuck did you just
this
say?
This is where I take over.
So I... Well, first I ran to Serpico, and I'm like, dude, I just walked up to this guy and told him he was a good-looking grip.
Oh, God.
So... The guy just looks at Tom and he's like, he doesn't even say anything. He goes, and he walks away.
Like a Labrador retriever that hears a weird noise.
So he comes up to me, tells me the story, and then I immediately go to the key grip, who worked on our show, Bob Calandro.
Oh, yeah, Bob Grip.
And I'm like, you're not going to believe it. He's like, what, that Ciletti just hit on my grip? He just called him a good-looking grip. He came up to me. He goes, what's the deal with that producer? Is he gay or something? I think he's just on my dick.
Classic.
Did you guys hook up or?
Yeah, what happened?
Just
but here's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. We're shooting all day long till we're fucking busting his asshole. We're like, Tom, where is he? Where's your boy? And we kept, the guy was like over here, and Tom was like, where is he? He's looking for fucking the grip. Dude,
it's still going on. Ale sent the picture of Calandro and Ballant the other day.
I think we sent it to you. It's the fucking... It was the best.
Let me see if you guys
ever
got a picture of him.
He's hot. He is hot.
Good looking.
I think I do.
For a grip. Show, yeah.
For a grip. He is.
My kids
hot.
Love that story. Yeah. They walk around the house saying, good looking grip.
The worst part was as it came out of my mouth, I was like, what the fuck are you saying?
Wait till it goes in your mouth. He's a fucking big grip. He's a pretty big grip. All right, so
hold on, who are you fucking, Jim?
Are we going to go around?
Yeah, go ahead. Who's your guy?
Probably Joe DeRosa.
Really?
Yeah, he charms me.
Shut the fuck up. Who's your guy?
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Lauren, wait a minute. Lauren, who's your guy?
Marky Wahlberg.
Really?
The, like, nice. Funky bunch Marky Wahlberg.
Calvin Klein.
When he was beating up people.
I got excited.
Wait, you have to pick a chick.
Oh,
Yeah.
You can't pick a
Angelina
guy.
Angelina Jolie, hands down.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Not current Angelina with the... With
no,
the
you mean like girl like interrupted like Angelina Jolie.
Hang on 1 second.
Or pushing tin Angelina Jolie.
Andrew, fuck, she had breast cancer almost.
Yeah, but she still got no titties. I mean,
she got to put it back. She's got titties.
No, no, she didn't have cancer. She had a very high risk.
Right, so she took them out.
And she took out her box, too, right?
No, I did, right?
You know, I'm being serious.
Hey, we're trying
I'm
to,
not joking around.
Dude, you can't say this
dude,
shit anymore.
Wait, as soon hold on.
I have it. I have it in a museum fucking plastic.
Like, what do you got?
Yeah, I
got
it.
Like, a Babe Ruth baseball.
I bought it at an auction.
He's got it like a Patrice's hat.
I do have it. I have that, too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So,
Chris said his.
I have two.
Oh, you said two.
Yeah, I have Channing Tatum specifically in 22 Jump Street or Foxcatcher. I like to look at that. No, but Morris Chestnut 5. I threw that in to be racially diverse. Right. But the third one and probably the most go-to. It's going to be weird. Is Jon Favreau.
Okay.
Favreau.
Okay.
Like
why?
Fat, I just, fat, 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 fat or skinny? Tweeting him all day today.
Yeah, I love fucking. I love Jon. Don't out that out in public.
Hang on. Hey,
Jon.
Yeah,
I like him because he's one of those guys where I'm just impressed by him and I like his acting. He's from New York. He's like a guy I could bring home to my dad.
Did you see shit?
Yeah, right.
Dude, this dad really gay.
Yeah, right. Guys, hang on one second. Before I forgot, I forgot I had to do these fucking ads.
Before
Jesus. We get to
now
the
gotta take a piss.
Make that money, baby.
Make that money.
We gotta make that fucking money. All right, guys, take a piss. We're gonna take a break real quick. So give us 10 minutes. Okay. We'll get back into it. We're going to go back. Andrew's fucking love pick. Go to Mark's. We got Deepu's. We got mine. We're going to talk more about Benders. We're going to talk more about the Hoboken Comedy Festival. Everybody in the chat room, sorry for burping. Stay in there. We'll be back soon. Everybody listening live, it'll be 2 seconds. Deepu, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Let's
go.
All right, here we go. We're back. And you got that on the thing. All right, check this out. What's up, everybody? Check this out. Check it the fuck out. I'm telling you right now, the summer went by way too fast. Way too fast.
Hold on, are we hearing something?
Yeah. Way too fast. And the kids are back in school. Vacationing's ending. September gets crazy busy. And busier days mean going to bed later and trying to cram a quality night's sleep into like 4 hours. So do yourself a favor. Get yourself a Casper mattress. I've upgraded. I did it. I got it. And I love it. I'm not just saying that. I have one at my house. King size. It's amazing. The startup guys at Casper are winning design awards, getting props for reinventing the humble mattress, turning the industry upside down. They started with a simple mission: create a perfectly engineered mattress that you could try in the comfort of your own home. This is where it gets unbelievable. This is why I love Casper Mattress. Casper ships the mattress to you for free, okay? And gives you 100 nights to try it. 100 nights. That's like ridiculous. Okay, risk-free. And they'll come pick it up if you don't love it. And refund you everything. No questions asked. Okay? It beats testing a mattress. Lying awake on it for 2 minutes in a store. You ever go to a mattress store? You go from bed to bed to bed. You lie there. You don't... These guys are going to let you have it for 100 days. For free. If you don't like it, you send it back. Casper uses breathable latex foam that gives you all the contouring support you need. Unlike other foam mattresses, Casper keeps it cool and removes that stuck feeling. It really is. It's just a nice, relaxing night's sleep. And you get into it and it forms around your body. Okay, Casper mattresses, guess what? Made in America. There you go. And by selling direct from Casper.com, all right, there's no middleman to bring the price up. These mattresses are cheap. You can get a king-size mattress for, I think, under $900 or something like that. It's nuts. A king-size. Okay? Take them up on the 100-night risk-free trial like I did. Upgrade to Casper with free shipping at Casper.com. Use my promo referral. Dude, use that code. Okay, and you get $50 off your mattress. That's if you keep it. You still get the 100 nights. $50 off. Use the code word dude. That's dude for $50 off your mattress at Casper.com, guys. Go to Casper.com right now and use the code word dude. And enjoy the rest of the days of summer. You like football?
Love football.
Jim, you like football?
I love it.
I love football. And here's the thing. You know, fantasy football is even bigger than football now. People are getting crazy with it. Crazy.
It's fucking huge.
It's fucking huge.
Unbelievable.
Where are you going, Mark?
I'm not going anywhere. There's a wire around my chair.
A lie?
A wire, he said.
A wire.
I feel like I'm so excited about football.
Do you like football?
Yeah.
Are you
a
football fan? All right, well, check this out. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16 anymore.
Why?
You don't have to wait till the end.
Dude, you
know why?
To...
You can get paid right now.
How
much? Put your fantasy skills to the... I'm going to tell you. Millions.
Holy shit.
Millions. You can put your fantasy skills to the test every week at DraftKings.com, Christopher.
Fucking millions of dollars?
You know why? Because it's America's favorite one-week fantasy
shit.
Football site.
Oh,
you know what one week means?
What does 1 week mean?
No season-long commitment.
Exactly. For $3, folks, I got this entry, $3 for this Sunday.
Yep.
I could win $2 million off the fucking lineup that I have is stellar.
What's your lineup?
Do I have a second to read it out?
Please.
You guys want the winning? If you're out there listening, this is the winning lineup. We can split the $2
million
between other people. Quarterback, Matt Ryan.
Bam.
Running back, Forte.
Boom.
Wide receiver, Beasley.
Wow.
Another wide receiver, A.J. Green.
Oh, shit.
Tight end, Rob Gronkowski.
Whoa. Is A.J. Green is from
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
The defense, you want the Dolphins. Also, for a flex pick, I want you to go with Forsett.
Here's the deal. Let me tell you something.
Don't spend those winnings.
You got an injured player, though, this week, right? And it doesn't work out. Say those picks don't work out. Somebody gets injured.
Yeah, say you had Reggie Bush like I did last week. He gets injured. Boom. No problem.
No problem because it's a new season every damn
start
week.
Start it over.
You're never stuck with the same players, Christopher.
Never fucking stuck.
All right? And get this. DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire.
Yeah.
Every week this season.
DraftKings. Fuck FanDuel. It's all
Holy
about DraftKings.
You could don't ever say that because they might be a sponsor too.
Oh, yeah, true.
No, I'm kidding. Fuck them for now.
Okay.
But listen, you could turn your love for football into a life-changing payday. That'd be life-changing. If you won $1 million, would that be life-changing?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, my entire life would change.
Yeah, especially. I mean, you show on IFC. They don't pay that
fucking
much.
$1 million, I would get this whole studio. I'd hire the hottest grips you could ever imagine in my life. I'd have a fucking Celetti. I just have him coming over so that he could feed him cherries.
With that lineup, there will be no hot grip.
Oh! Yeah, okay.
Oh! He obviously played soccer.
You pick your. This is how you get it. Sorry, Mark.
That's all right.
Just pick your players. Oh, shit. You all right, dude?
Oh, he's so mad.
Just pick your players.
It's the world's game,
or
whatever.
Pile up the points and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you never experienced football like this before. All right, this isn't fantasy as usual. All right, this is DraftKings. Welcome to the big times if you guys are listening to this. Hurry up to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Kelly.
Kelly.
K-E-L-L-Y.
Not after Kelly Festuca.
No.
We got an upgrade with Lauren.
Enter Kelly. Oh, my God.
Kelly Festuca, though.
I do, too, but I love Lauren.
Yeah.
Listen, but she's married, which ruins everything. And I like her husband's cool, too. Play for free, enter Kelly for your shot at the $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Kelly for free entry only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
DraftKings.com.
The best.
The fucking best. And you can do any sport, not just NFL. It just happens to be NFL. You can do any sport you want. Be a degenerate.
Yeah, but you can do golf.
Dude.
Golf.
Yeah.
Hockey.
Here's what you do. We get you guys DraftKings sponsors for your shows.
Perfect.
Benders is the
official
password.
Sitcom.
Yes, the official.
Of the NHL.
Is this the only hockey show out there right now?
It really is.
Right?
The only hockey movies I could ever think of off the top of my head are Slapshot.
Miracle,
and Mystery Alaska.
And Goon and Mighty Ducks.
There's five of them.
That's five.
Never had a TV show.
It's a content-starved demographic.
Content-starved.
But you know, here's something
Young
else
blood.
I want to promote real quick
Let's
before you guys fucking lose it. My friend, very close friend of mine, has a movie coming out, The Dog Wedding. It's a comedy starring the wrestler Matt Bloom. It opens on Monday, September 21st at 7 p.m. in Boston at the AMC Lowell's Theater at Boston Common.
Is that Lowell's or Lowell's?
Lowell's.
Like Lowell's, like the town in Massachusetts, or Lowell's, the American
Lowell's
movie
or Lowell's
corporation?
Like what Lowell's. Internet trolls Lowell's. Like to do Lowell's. Things for.
Yeah. This is the one I didn't want you to fucking chime in.
Oh, sorry.
I let you really go off on the other one.
Yeah, and then you let me drink whiskey.
I was trying to tucker you out on this one. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. All proceeds go to various foundations, which means in his pocket. No, I'm kidding. They go to various foundations. So listen, here's the thing. Go on Monday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Get your tickets. Boston AMC Lowell's Theater at the Common.
I still don't understand.
What's
is
the name?
L-O-W?
Is it
Lowell?
Yeah.
Is it Lowell's?
No, like Lowell's Theater or Lowell, Massachusetts?
Can you spell it?
Lowell's.
Is it the town or the theater?
Spell it Lowell's.
Lowell's.
You're fucking it up.
L-O-E-W-S.
Lowell's.
Lowell's.
I said Lowell's. You're saying Lowell's. You're saying
fuck you, Lowell's.
Like from Lowell, Massachusetts.
All right, we're going to start again. So let's keep the fucking talking over.
It's called the dog wedding.
Dog wedding, yes.
Oh, you're getting excited? You could do a show with about them? The Hoboken Comedy Festival?
I love that the whiskey...
I didn't think he hit it.
The whiskey's kicking in now, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm fucking going.
All right, so anyways, I want to talk about... this happened today in the news, which is fucking nuts. And it has to do with, you know, you were saying that stuff, Andrew. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Angelina Jolie, and you say, oh, is that bad to say? You're joking around, of course. You're fucking trying to get something funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, you never know what somebody... What's, well, that's not how you say...
No, I know that's not how you say it, like if you're a doctor or a scientist.
Yeah, you don't go, we got to take your box out.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
They probably don't speak like that, whatever. Yeah. But I'm sure there's another way to say it. Maybe if we can remove your pussy or whatever.
That's not it either.
Hysterectomy.
That's even worse.
A
hysterectomy.
It's called a what?
A hysterectomy.
And that's not even removing your pussy. That's removing your uterus.
Removing your uterus, yeah.
Why don't you call your vagina...
Okay, what about a scoop.
That's called, yeah.
What the scoop? Fuck? What are we on? An MTV show?
Back alley abortion.
What the fuck is, what am I, 19? What the fuck is a scoop?
All right, my bad. So I was worried about, what was I
well,
doing?
What I'm saying is that you have a show now. Yeah. And as a comic, I mean, you know, we go on stage all the time. Every night, we know what the fuck we say. You guys are on a show now. Yeah. This show is going to be a fucking huge hit. Mm-hmm. Now you guys are going on stage, you're going on podcasts.
This is a real source of anxiety for me. I just want to let you
know.
I'm telling you.
You know, I'm being dead shit. I already feel this. Like, in life, it's a huge source of anxiety.
You have a responsibility now, not just to you, but to everybody involved in this show. You say something like scoop, and people get offended. That could, especially with your amount of exposure on Twitter, like the guy from the league today. Yeah. This was in the news.
Oh, Serp,
what was his name? Steve?
No, actually, Saletti told me about it today. What happened? Steve
Renazzisi.
To what happened? Right. Explain.
He said he was in one of the towers. I guess it was a story he told on Marin's podcast in 2009. Said he was in one of the towers and escaped.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And someone confronted him with the evidence that he wasn't there. He was actually in Midtown. So he wasn't there.
I mean, that's
today.
Close.
Yeah, I mean, you're in the city.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
I mean, he's fucked though.
Lying about it?
Yeah, I don't.
That's kind of horseshit.
That's a rough one to walk away from.
I'm being honest
from.
With you because look, here's the thing: if he used it to advance his career,
did he though?
Yes, did he write a pilot based on it? Is he getting any financial?
He got
gain
a lot
of
heat off.
Hang
of that.
On, before you get
know
so
this until
hang,
today.
Hang on one second before you. Yeah. I mean, ask a question, but let him explain it.
Okay,
you're just fucking yapping over.
Like he talked about that a lot, and because he was talking about that, people were rooting for him.
Oh, so I got a problem.
And he actually said in some of them, like, I'm not trying to cash in on my experiences here.
All right, then I got a problem. I thought it just was said once, and then because I never knew this about him. I just know him as the guy from Buffalo Wild Wings.
But here's the deal.
Well, not anymore.
Andrew.
Yeah, they're redefining or reconsidering the relationship and all that. So is Comedy Central. I mean, this dude's in big trouble.
Right.
And it's that feeling of like, I said something stupid in 1 month, because that's what he said in his apology. He's like, it was the action of an immature kid. And I get that. I get that we've all made mistakes and said stupid shit. But the problem is that over the years in between then and now, he has repeatedly given like these earnest interviews about how traumatic it was for him and all that shit. And it's the same like the Brian Williams thing. This is a respected journalist that sort of fell from grace because he wasn't honest. And when it comes to 9/11 in this city, it's like you, whether you agree with it or not.
How could
you
be okay with it if he said it even jokingly?
Not jokingly. If he
said it for real, like I, but lied and said I was in the building. How would you be okay with that?
Because
that's fucking sociopathic shit. If you make up a lie about something like that crazy and that defining in American history and in our lives,
I was here, dog. My brother saw people jump out the building and hit the ground.
I was here too.
You know what I mean? Like, but it was.
But how could you accept that? Why would that be okay?
Because what I got from the story was that he was trying to say this was a motivating factor for him chasing his dreams. I didn't see it just from what I read. Again, you guys know more about it than me, so I didn't realize he was milking this for fame and exposure. I thought
and
it was
making
just,
up whole cloth fabrications.
Sure. But the same, you know, the same goes for like the Brian Williams thing. The way I interpret what he said was, God, it's really dangerous out here for these troops. And if this could happen to me, imagine what they go through on a daily basis. Now, granted, he got some shine off of it, off of these lies that he's saying. But if the story is to showcase the bravery of what these guys have to go through every single day, I don't really care that much about the lie. Now, if he's milking it for his career and to be some kind of like, I don't know, I'm a not a martyr, but like I'm an example of what
a
you
victim,
should do.
Anyway,
you know,
situation.
Victim. Like, but I'm an example of what you do, and like, you should have pity for me because of these situations. And he's writing a story about it, and he's getting a lot of juice off of it, and then it turns out to be a lie. Then that's completely wrong.
I'm not. I don't like lies. I don't fucking like lying at all.
But
not even, especially for something like that. Even if it was to, you don't need to lie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not helping anybody.
I'm not defending him at all because it's fucked up that he lied. But like, Jim, let me ask you, like, as an industry guy, I mean, do you think like that sympathy got him cast on the league? I mean, you know, like, were they saying over there, like, oh, shit, you know, like, this guy, we feel bad for him, boom, put him on? Like,
I don't know if it was as simple and black and white as that, right. But I think it helped him get some roles and had people look at him a certain way. I certainly wouldn't watch the league now.
Because
I'd watch Bender.
I'd watch Bender.
Fucking Jimmy.
Yeah, but wait a minute. One of you guys
would
lie.
At 10.
Andrew was lying. Andrew was actually in the building.
Listen, I'm making this show pop off. October 1st.
Right. You were actually in the
tower. I was there when the Berlin Wall was... whatever they did with it. I don't know exactly what they did with it.
They removed
I was there
its
at
box.
The first pussy that was taken out. I was there at everything. When they cured polio, who was there? Schultze.
Jonas Salkin.
Was you there in Pearl Harbor, too, right?
Listen, I was the dude that was like, yo, they're coming. Get off the boat.
Paul Revere shit.
It's December 6th. You all are not taking this seriously.
Paul was my neighbor. I gave him the candle.
Paul Revere from Lowell, Massachusetts.
No, but it's honest to God, though, that show's coming off. If that show is in its last season, there is.
It's
I mean, Always
off?
Sunday, it's his last season.
Yeah.
Always Sunny is coming off, too, right?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, there is a fucking opening.
There's an opening
for this type of show.
We just got to get the word out
right
now. We
got
to tell people what channel.
Tell people right the fuck now.
It's on IFC, if you have Optimum, I don't know where it is.
Well, you're the worst.
Search it.
It's actually,
all right?
It's like 80. It's like 81, 82.
Search it. We don't know what it is.
Is it coming on Netflix?
81, 82.
It's in the 80s. Yeah.
That's not the high def version, though, right?
No, that is. That is.
Look,
if you got the right box.
We're sounding horrible. Just go type in IFC.
Type it.
Find it.
Google
it. Your DVR.
Yeah. I don't know what channel it is, but listen. It's
why do you
great.
Become more black rapper as you drink more?
It's the Hennessy, dog.
No, that's actually.
Oh, that's Jameson?
Yeah, that's Jameson, dog. what is dog? What the fuck is that?
Hennessy.
West Coast.
Right. Is that West Coast?
That was a joke.
It's West Coast.
Sorry, brother. It's the Hennessy, dog.
It's the Henny.
All right, Henny hits your system.
I want to know about this. Who's your guy, brother?
Oh, yeah.
My guy.
Yeah. Who's your guy? And I know he's going to be hot because you're a tall glass of water.
Chris Scopo. I was fucked.
That's it.
Butt.
All right, now how many had to fuck you?
If I had to get fucked?
Yep.
Yeah. It's got to be a celebrity.
And it's got to be a celebrity.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
celebs.
Yeah, you're right. It's got to be.
It, yeah, I'd be going and fuck Tom if it was just regular guys.
You would just.
Wait, that manicured beard.
We got to go back because the grip's not.
You know who I would fuck if it was. If they had to fuck me?
Yeah.
Cosby.
Really?
Nice.
Because you sleep, you wake up, and you're good.
Oh. So you don't even feel
Billy.
It. You just wake up and just jizz
on
your thumb.
I don't want to sit there and like get pounded and have some dude talking to me. And arch it, Schultz. I don't want to hear that. Grabbing my hair and stuff. Get out of here. I want to be out.
Messing it up.
Yeah, rape me. That's it. Because if I get raped, I could be like, nah, I didn't want it, dog. I don't want to be there for the whole thing. Like, come already.
Why do you keep seeing dogs? What the fuck?
Man, did you never hang out with black people growing up?
Yeah, but you're
some
not.
Some of us did.
The answer is no. He's from Boston.
I have train tracks to divide them.
Patrice was my best friend.
Keith Robinson is one of my best friends.
That's the first thing that people say, that they don't hang out with minorities. It's like, you don't like black people. It's like, my nanny's
black.
Can I tell you
a real quick story about that? So the reason I moved out of the city, I got into a fight the night I brought the child home from the hospital. I was just fucking devastatedly tired. I'm outside with the two dogs, and it's like 2 in the morning. Nobody's out. I'm fucking tired. And all of a sudden, this fucking black dude, shirtless, homeless dude, kicks my dog. I'm on the phone with my mom, telling her, you know, how tired I am and how great the... Kicks my dog. I'm like, what the fuck? He goes, yo, watch your dog. What the fuck you mean? Nose to nose.
Holy
fucking
shit.
You motherfucker. And he's like, yo, watch your fuck. I'm like, you watch my fight. You fucking kick my fucking dogs. I'll fucking murder you right the fuck now. I'm going to bash your fucking skull in. He's like, motherfuck you. I'm like, fuck you. Let's do this. Right? And then he goes, you don't like black people. I went, what? I went, no, I have black friends. I said, Keith Robinson. He's Patrice, he's passed away. One of the funniest guys. He'd be fucking, you don't like black people. I was, no, I like black
people. You were like, sure I do, dog.
You just don't have an iTunes account, so you don't know who my friends are, but they're very funny.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole I am. This guy fucking bitched me out with some fucking weird shit. Then I felt on my shoulder, my Polish super goes, she's this woman. With a grip like Babe Ruth, she goes, Bubby, you don't want to do this. Just drag me back into the house. Who's your guy, Marky Baby?
Eddie Izzard.
Ugh, you're gay.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Wait,
or Matt Bomer.
You can just have one.
Who's Matt Bomer?
Matt Bomer's the dude from Suits. No, Suits. Ooh. White Collar.
White Collar? Wait a minute.
White Collar. White
Who's
Collar.
That?
He's actually gay.
He is gay.
And I didn't know he was
gay. No, I know. And
that's the stripper one? The one from the stripper movie?
Yes.
Same guy?
Yes, and my wife found out he was gay, and it was like a sad moment for her. I never felt happier in my life.
Can I see him,
and she like bites her fingernails. She's like, oh, I love
him. Can I say something, though? Did you ever see a guy, and I love gay people. I have nothing against gay people. When a guy you thought is not gay and you found out he's gay, you're like, fuck. You like... Like a dude to me. Like you were one of
Kevin Spacey was the biggest surprise ever.
You didn't know Kevin was gay?
Nobody
knew
Kevin Spacey. No idea.
Cares. Kevin Spacey's gay?
Yeah.
I swear to God I didn't know that.
No, really?
But he's not open about it. Right?
If you went to NYU, when my friends went to NYU, he was pretty open about it back then.
His ass was open about it, wasn't he?
Oh, God. Kevin, I didn't say that. That wasn't me, Kevin.
I didn't know Rick Rome was gay.
I didn't know that.
I didn't. He's gay.
Somebody told me Nick Swartzen's gay too. I didn't know that.
No, I'm not gonna fucking talk
about
that.
But yeah, he's
Jesus Christ. What the hell is going
on? Out in closeted dude.
What the fuck?
I thought that was public. I don't know him at all. I thought that somebody.
What the fuck?
Somebody told me. All right, so edit it out.
You know,
I don't even know
Chris.
I thought that was a thing.
Let him keep going. Let him keep.
No, dude. I thought that was a public. I thought it was like everyone.
This is not public. Actually,
Nick. I didn't know. I don't know. He's like just a famous comedian to me. I don't.
Chris, wow.
Dude, it'd be like saying,
wow.
I didn't know Kevin Spacey
Yo,
was gay.
Dog,
wow,
dog.
Homie, that's fucked up.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, so your guy's the guy from Suit, which I agree with. He's hot. Deepu, who's your guy?
Aziz Ansari.
Okay. Oh.
You hack. You're going to choose another fucking Indian? Come on.
Right. I stay within the clan. I don't know what to tell you.
I get that.
Oh nah, God. Dude. You got to go out. You don't want that.
That's
shit.
How I am with white people.
Are you ready? You know who mine is?
Who's that?
Who I'd fuck or be fucked?
You licked your lips before you said this.
This is serious.
I really believe you.
This is the whole reason he brought this up. He didn't give a fuck about any problems at all this, so he could tell us who his was.
Bring it. Let's
who
go.
It?
I think I know who it is.
You date, who is it?
Jim Serbert.
John Corbett.
Oh,
I was going to say Corbett.
Fuck no. I wouldn't bang Corbett.
He'd bang you.
I wouldn't. I don't. He's not my type.
Let's think. Let's
he's
think.
Too tall and.
Bobby Flay.
No. Bobby the cook. I don't like redheads.
I watched the
female
episode.
Female or regular.
Oh, understood.
Bear Grylls.
No, that accent.
Not a bad
I
one.
Literally want to kill myself.
Okay.
Hello, Bobby. Get a knife. Put it in your bum bum. Fuck off. What do you think?
If I had to get who would be
my guy?
What's his genre though? Is it an actor? Is it a comedian?
I'll say actor.
Black guy.
No dog.
Surprising. Actor yours guy would be Pauly Shore.
What?
I don't know.
You don't like me, do you?
What do you mean? I don't know your type in guys. I just thought I...
The Weasel?
Yeah, I don't know. Going old school, reminiscing.
You already said yours.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I was going to say Corbett, actually. So.
Nope. Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. Fuck him.
It's someone with good hair.
You ready? Yeah. You ready? You want to tell me? Who do you think, Lauren?
I have no idea.
Who do you think, brother?
I don't know enough.
Really?
You got to take a stab. I didn't know enough.
Yeah, take a stab.
Robert De Niro. Danny DeVito.
No.
John Favreau.
That's my guy.
That's his. I'm sorry. No,
yeah, don't
mention him in that.
Yes, I did. John Favreau.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Go. Who is
I ready
here.
I
want to know.
Fucking Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Okay.
Fuck you. Funny. Fucking badass, yeah. In shape, can be
ripped.
Fucking ripped. He's Deadpool.
Oh.
He was in fucking My Best Friend.
Yep.
Got great teeth.
He's amazing.
Oh, no, my no,
I don't,
God.
Hold on. I don't think those are his teeth, though.
Who gives a shit?
You ever seen his abs in that movie, Waiting?
Those aren't Lauren's boobs. I
what
like
about Safe House?
You got
Safe House. He was
Safe
ripped
House.
In Safe House.
Safe House.
Blade 2.
Blade 2.
Oh, shit.
Now, Donner.
He's like Canadian. Ryan. Is that a thing or no? You're okay with the Canadian
fucking
thing?
Fucking love better because now we get to go vacation in Vancouver.
Oh, all right.
That's
all right.
Where he's from.
BC.
Yeah.
BC.
Yeah, BC, baby.
Get national health insurance.
We go to Victoria for high tea.
There you go. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
I love it. I love it.
A lot of respect for how well you thought that out.
I think about it all the time.
Ryan Reynolds is
I was actually did the Jimmy Kimmel show. I did it one time. He's on with Vanessa Williams and him. Oh. And I come out and I go, and I said something like, oh my God, you're beautiful. And they were like, thought I was talking. No, Ryan.
Ryan. Yes.
I was like, and I sat next to him. I was like, I wanted to talk. You know me with celebrities. I'm the fucking worst. The worst. I suck at it. I shouldn't be allowed to talk to them. I shouldn't. When I see them, I should walk away.
Who was the guy? Comics Come Home last year. Captain America?
Oh, fucking Chris Evans.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
He was there?
Yeah.
Dude, he's there with... I'm talking...
with his mother.
I don't even know he's there. I'm in the back. I'm fucking talking... His mom. Me and his mom are yapping like we've been best friends for 20 years.
Right.
He's I'm cracking her up because I'm from Medford. She's from Somerville. We used to fight and I used to get my ass kicked off. He's next... This kid's next to me with a beard and a hat laughing his ass off, tapping me. I'm like, yeah. I'm a... As I'm talking to her, making up, I look over. I'm like, "That's fucking Captain America!" Oh my God, that's fucking. I'm a huge, you know, me, fucking Marvel.
You love it.
I'm like, "Oh my God!" We start. I bring in him with fucking photos. I got a photo, dude.
Is
it's
he
the best.
Jacked in
he's,
person?
No,
and
he's
ripped?
A little guy. He's
like
little
small?
Dude. Little dude.
Is he?
He's like fucking Tom.
Really?
Right?
Little but guy. Tom is shredded if he takes a shirt.
Dude, when
shredded.
Tom shakes your hand, it's like someone handed you a 2x4 to hold on to for a second.
I'm saying, I'm not saying Tom's. I'm not saying Tom's small, but you think Captain America would be?
Yeah.
But he's not. He's just a regular sized guy.
That's just
right?
Ripped.
Fucking unbelievable. We're hanging out. Then he goes, "Yo, bro, you mind if I get your number?" I go, fine. And I'm like, in my side, I'm literally, my voice is going to go, yeah, sure. Fucking no problem. I give him a number, blah, blah, blah. Leave. All right, see you later, Chris. Bye, Mom. Boom, bang. Right? We're walking out. He texts me, "Hey, it's Evans." Right? I'm back at the hotel with Serpico and everybody. I'm like, "Dude, Captain America just texted me." I'm like, "What do I do?" He's like, "Don't fucking, you do not text back." I go, "Dude, fuck that. I got to text back." He goes, "Bobby, don't. You don't text back. Wait a couple days." I'm like, "Buddy, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
He's a guy. I don't want to." He's like, "All right, do what you want, but I wouldn't text back. I'd wait. I'd fucking wait." And
what'd
I'm like,
you do?
I got nervous. I text back.
He still
nice.
Hasn't heard from him.
I still haven't. I wrote back, "A nice meeting." I'm about to put you.
Nice. Oh, God.
He never wrote back.
He doesn't
never.
Need, a
no, but
doesn't
that
need
was,
to respond.
That's okay. He was
never.
Just establishing contact with you. He's like, "This is my
buddy,
number. This is
dude,
me."
Dude, it's no. A year later,
it's
man.
It's a year later.
Text him now.
No,
text
if
him
you
right
text
now.
Him
text
now,
him right now,
he'll answer you, I'll bet.
So
text
him now and just text him you and a little asterisk.
Do you really think he'll text back? Really?
Yes, I think he'll text back.
I don't think he
because I think that he made a great impression on him. I think they had a good time.
You got money on you?
Yeah, I got money on me.
All right, here you go.
I
still have
the
text. It's right. Look at it. It's right there.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let's text them.
This is Evans.
Hold on. How much time we got left?
It's not
going to
go blue.
We got around 15 minutes left.
It's going to go green.
Do you save him?
No.
You haven't saved this Captain America or Chris Evans?
What do you got?
You got it for Captain America.
So if there's only...
All right, who's in? Who's in?
I'm not betting.
When do we...
I got a kid, so...
I don't think he's doing it.
I'm in.
You're going to text him.
He's going to text him back.
15 minutes to the end of the podcast. What time is it?
Okay.
Well, I want odds.
I don't think
it's 15 minutes.
10 minutes.
I'm in on him.
But it's
back,
not can't
but
be
not
straight.
In
angle
the show.
I want
guys,
10
don't
to
talk
1
over,
then.
Guys, don't talk over each other because you can't hear.
Hold on. 15 minutes
just
is
go,
not a
go
long
ahead.
Time.
Go ahead. What do you got? What do you
I'm
got?
Saying that he will text you back. I just don't know if it'll be in 15 minutes.
I don't think it happens on the show. I think it happens.
Yes. Thank you.
Can
that's
I make
what
a
I'm
suggestion?
Saying.
Yes.
I think that all the listeners should tune in next week to see if he texted you
boom.
Back.
Boom. Look at that.
Look at this. How much you got?
$20 says he texts you back.
How much you got? Nothing?
Nothing.
I can't. I spent all my money on DraftKings.
$3.
How much you got?
Time.
You got 20? Uh-huh. I got 20. I get 20. It never happens.
No.
About you?
Come on.
I don't have any money.
On yourself.
I got to pay you and Andrew next week.
Now,
I can't.
Hey, wait now. What's the text? I'm nervous
all right,
again.
This is what you're going to text him.
All right. What is it?
Okay.
There has to be something about the money involved.
I'm not writing dog.
No. Don't text him dog. Don't text him dog.
Yo.
Text him a picture. No joke. Text what? Just text him a dick. Not your dick. It's just any a
no,
black
no,
dick.
No,
just let me
your
say
money.
You didn't put money down.
You don't get to talk about
stop
shit.
Stop it. Just listen. Yeah. You text him the black dick. Just text him the black dick. And then immediately after, you go, dog. Wrong text. How you doing, Evans? Guaranteed response. If you don't get a response, guaranteed response.
I'm fucking doing that.
You with the asterisk. Is funny.
What do you think?
You with the asterisk works. Is funny. That's nice funny. Meeting you with the
that
asterisk.
That is very
like
funny.
That. No, just
or say, text a picture of all of us right here being like, hey, dude, just we were just talking about you.
No,
blah,
that's
blah,
some,
blah.
That's some
that's
magic.
Creepy.
Shit.
That's creepy.
Do that.
What do you think? What do you think, sir?
I like Andrew's idea,
you
man.
Gotta
go in.
You gotta go in.
You gotta go in.
Oh, the black cock or the
black dick?
Look at me.
Black dick.
Look at me.
That's not.
Look at me. All right. Look at me. What do you think?
You want the real?
Yeah, no,
he's betting against this happening.
Yeah, he doesn't want him to text you back.
What do you want?
He's going to ruin me.
What do you think?
I would say, hey, man, it's been a while. Let's catch up.
Do I have to sing it like that?
No,
Bobby Kelly.
No,
that means you're trying to fuck.
You're not catching up. You don't even know the guy. You're not catching up. You got to fuck up. You send the
text. Here's what I'm texting. Here's what I'm
telling you. It's got to be accidental.
Hey, man, I'm looking to talk to your mother.
No, you're fucking crazy. Here's what I'm texting. Hey, what's up, Evans? It's Robert Kelly. I met you last year at Comics Come Home.
Too long.
Just sorry, too long.
Too long.
No, it's not
just too long.
Hey, Bobby, I got it. Bobby,
just delete his number.
What is it, Chris?
What about this? What about if you say, hey, if you say I'm going to Comics Come Home is coming up again. You're going to be there again this year. Hope to see you. Even though you're not going to be there, just say hope to see you.
Yes. Nope.
Yes.
And then
maybe he'll write back, but maybe he'll respond. Not going to be there this year, or
and
I'm going to be there this year.
You know your
and
fucking agenda. I'm not going to be there, but my friend Chris Stefano's going to be there.
There you go. Yeah, and then plug Bender.
I'm not fucking turning him over to him.
Come on.
No way.
I'm closing the show. I need all the fucking.
He's way better looking. He's younger. He's better looking. He's got his hair.
I'll give you Jon Favreau if you give me Evans.
I'm not giving. Don't even fuck with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, sorry.
Do you know at Comic-Con I was fucking chasing Ryan Reynolds around? I literally had the fucking FX publicist.
Oh my god!
I was like, "Can you please just hook up a meeting with us,
dude?
I just want to. I got. We were on the thing together. I got a story.
That's why Evans never wrote back. So that's talking to Reynolds.
How about this? I met Bobby Cannavale downstairs.
He's
Ray
the man.
Ray Romano. I walk up. I'm like, "Hey, Ray Romano's like, dude, I love you on the show. Bobby's like, "Hey, how you doing? I go, "Hey, I follow you on Instagram. He was like. All right. I gotta go. Yeah. Fucking Seth MacFarlane.
I've had that.
Comic-Con. Walking by me with people, entourage. I'm sitting there talking to somebody. He walks by. Here's the, like, one, two, three. Now you don't say hi. Distance.
Right.
Ask me, right?
Right.
I go, what? And then I run over. I grab his shoulder. And then I go, don't grab. And I pushed. And then I go, he goes, hey. I go, you look just like my drum teacher. He went, well, if that's not a conversation stopper, I don't know what. I suck with famous.
Oh, my God.
Here I go. This is what I'm... This
text
one
him the dick. I'm telling you, if it's anything that you meant to text him, it's not going to work out. What Chris said will get you a response, but that will be the last time you ever talk to him in your life.
If you sent him that dick, bet, though.
If you sent him that dick, I promise you. If you send him
stop
that dick.
Stop screaming. The mics work.
I'm getting really passionate about this.
Right, well,
if you send him that dick, I will do whatever I can to get you and him in the same room together in a hotel.
Whoa.
Oh, what? Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan fucking Reynolds and you, whatever I can with my fame as my career progresses, and I promise that will be
all right,
the singular
thing. I want Tom with his grip, too. I want to add that.
You should ask him if he can give you Ryan Reynolds' number.
What, the grip?
Did you ever text the grip, Tom?
This is what I'm going to text. No, I'm going to text this. This will be good. I'm going to text this. Last Captain America, rock on. Great.
Never.
No, but it came on too late.
No
oh,
way.
My God.
No, I think it's got to be a familiar look.
You got to diss him. It's like a girl. He's not used to this. You got to send him some shit that he's not used to. Everybody texts him this goofy text. Hey, good meeting you. No, no.
How about, I got a picture of my shit. It looks like a smiley face.
Oh, no. Now we're fucking talking.
No.
Let's go.
No way.
Send that dude.
No way.
Send it. Say, hey, this is what a hysterectomy looks like. Send that shit.
At least you're using the correct term.
What are you backing down now, Jim?
No, but I would like the guy to text. I would love to lose the $20.
What do you think I should write, Jim? I'm going with whatever you say.
Jim, I would say, to God, if you send
I like the idea that Comics Come Home's coming up.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Never talk to him again. You get a polite text, and then he'll change your name
but
in
the
his
bed
phone
is just
to
a
do
response.
Not answer.
It's not a conversation. The bed is just a response, not a conversation.
I would say exactly this, man. Hey, bro, Comics Come Home coming up. I can't make it, but Chris D is funnier than me. Hope you can make it.
There you go. I would appreciate that, Bobby.
I'll get a text back going, you were wrong.
Can I say one thing before you send it?
Yes,
this
sir.
Is what's going to happen. He's going to look at his phone, and only that is going to come up. You have that much room to get him to answer.
How about this? How about a photo of him just going like...
I like any photo that has no explanation and then a response right after. Dude, wrong number.
Just throw him the bird.
Hope you're doing
all
right.
Or it's funny if you just send a picture of your face, too, like how, you know, you'd be like, just in case you don't remember, it's me.
Dude, hey, bro, it's Rob K.
Don't
say, Rob, you don't try to make yourself sound cool
you
now.
You don't mean
it's
to text
Rob
him.
K.
You shouldn't be meaning to text
sound like
him.
That's a good idea.
I like
what
that.
What is it? What
the
is
whole
it?
Thing
what
was
is
dick.
It?
You like sound that. Texting what someone else.
Stop yelling.
I want you to fuck
shut
him.
The fuck up. Stop yelling.
I'm passionate.
I don't know. You're not. You're annoying.
All right.
Shut the fuck up. I like that. What is it? Throw him the bird and say it was meant for someone else. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, that all right. works. Here, all right,
so you're with that.
Well,
you're with that.
That.
You're with
it's
that.
It's my money.
That's
on
your
line.
Right.
That's what the dick
it.
Is.
Yeah,
you know what, Bobby?
The dick is
a better
bird.
You know I do love it?
Because he's definitely going to know, he's definitely gonna know who, remember you and know who you are, unless he got a new phone, and then you might just get a who is this. But you're a comic, so he'll know that it's a joke.
All right.
You want me to take a picture?
I still think mentioning Comics Come Home is the best thing you can do to get a response. That's what I think. There you go.
Yeah, nice.
Don't write Rob K. It sounds like you're roulette chatting.
Should I smile?
No.
Like
intent.
Keep the headphones on, too. You look like
Andrew. Why do I gotta look like I'm gonna kill him?
Because he's not used to that. Everything that he gets in his entire
everybody
life for the last 10
like
years.
Are you blushing?
Dude.
Yes, that's the picture.
Have Bailey in the background over your shoulder.
Perfect.
Put Bailey in the background.
Just take a picture of your face with the headphones and caption it.
Yep.
No, it doesn't even look like you.
Yeah.
You got to have your face visible. Move the hand so that your face isn't going to be.
Because that picture, you look like the retarded
put
guy
your
from
eyebrows
something
down.
About Mary.
Put your
yep,
eyebrows
there
down.
It is. I can tell
there
already. The composition is perfect now. Let me see.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Now that looks a little weird, though. Now it
looks
like someone else's hand.
Holy shit.
Like, how about this? How about
skin looks amazing in that picture. That's amazing.
Caption that picture with Frank and Beans.
Incredible skin.
Incredible Frank skin. And Beans. Yeah. Warren from Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Do that.
Let me see.
To go Franks and Beans, I'm going to be in Providence, Rhode Island.
How'd you get the beans above the Franks?
You guys are fucking stupid.
He would laugh at that.
He would laugh at that. Evans would laugh at that.
Ready?
There you go.
Wait, look.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm texting Lindsay.
Who's Lindsay?
Lindsay's the girl on the show. She randomly texted me that Steve Renazzisi and heard that was the first pilot she ever did, and he told her that story.
Really?
Yeah. What gross,
isn't that man. Crazy?
So he said it to her.
He's been telling everybody for 10 years.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't know that that was the case. So I retract my earlier statement.
Really quick off this. Yeah. When you now you have to be with a hot girl like that.
I definitely smelled her pussy.
I was not gonna ask that. I was not gonna ask
your
that.
Your colleague,
dude,
man.
Listen to me. I was not. There's something wrong with you. I was not gonna ask that. I was gonna ask.
I need to go lay down for a minute.
Was there any attraction?
Attraction? Of course, she's a beautiful girl. Like, what do you mean attraction?
You know what I mean. Did you smell her pussy? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No.
Why is everyone so uncomfortable? Okay.
Because
I can tell you why. I'm uncomfortable.
Why are you uncomfortable?
I'm uncomfortable because that's our colleague. That's our teammate.
Yes,
and our
this
friend.
Fucking shit.
Yeah. You never.
This fucking shit.
Watch how mad he gets. Okay. You thought he got mad about you making fun of him for being black. Watch when I talk about women's rights.
That's actually great.
That's a good
one. That's
a good one.
Yeah.
Now I just send this. And then
by itself, nothing. No answer. Confusion. Confusion is the best thing. Just no answer. Send it.
Yeah, and then oops, sorry, bro.
Now you have a couple minutes. I said it. I love that you did it. Are you serious? It's gone. Okay, now what?
I'm sorry. That was for someone else.
Now what?
I'm sorry.
Why are you yelling at us right now? I'm sorry.
Why am I yelling?
Hold on.
Wait, give it time. No, Mark. Give it time. Yeah. Now, right.
Here's
time.
The thing. Yeah. Listen, we have a window.
Give it space.
Here's the thing. Since the next response.
I'm nervous.
Since the next response is going to be you fucked up, you have a window to let him react. Now, what I want you to do is keep an eye on the phone and look for the dots. If you see dots, that means he's thinking.
You hold it, Lauren. Hold it. I can't hold it.
But if we get dots.
You should text dick pic? Question mark?
No. Don't do
we got dots.
Don't fuck this up.
That's as good as a response. If he even types into the phone anything, that's as good as a response.
If there's dots.
Okay, now.
That means he's about to text.
Dots are great.
Now you have a few minutes because now what happened is you sent a picture to Keith Robinson. Keith Robinson has a response.
He didn't answer. He always answers. Exactly. He answers right away. Why isn't he?
Bobby.
Look at me. Wait.
Bobby,
wait.
Right now, in this situation, you have sent a picture to your good friend Keith Robinson, and he hasn't responded yet. So in a few minutes, you're going to look at your phone like, why the fuck hasn't Keith responded?
Yes.
Oh, I sent it to Captain America. Now you get
shouldn't,
to send
shouldn't
the
it be to
thing.
A different Chris, though?
Say what?
Shouldn't it be to a different Chris?
Yes.
He's not going to ask who the other person is.
Chris Rock.
He's not going to ask you who the other person is.
I'm going to wait. I like Chris Rock. Oh, dude, that was supposed to go to Chris Rock. Because now he thinks I know Chris Rock.
What about Chris? Can you throw me a bone?
No. My money's on the line right
now.
I don't want him to have to go, who?
All right. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum.
He doesn't watch MTV 17.
Send that same picture.
I don't want Mike DiStefano come up and go, oh Jesus.
I got another $20 that you send the same picture to Rich Voss, and he doesn't answer by the end of this podcast.
Give me that phone. I guarantee you $20, that cocksucker answers, what's your problem? We like you.
Yeah.
Me and Bonnie wrote you in all our pilots.
Pilots.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to send this exact same photo. Save image, text. Here we go. Rich.
This is going down, dude.
Voss.
I feel Voss Mobile.
Unless he got a completely new phone, which is
that totally
does
happen.
Yeah, this could be his sister's phone.
Because they
can
afford phones. Yeah. I'm going to wait until my phone literally won't hold a
charge
anymore.
They break the phones like Brady.
Rich Voss has been sent.
Okay,
so now here's the thing. Yep.
Wait, Rich just answered.
No, he didn't.
Right away.
No, his last actually texted me. oh, I got... Stop playing.
What did he say?
No.
Give me that 20. He said, why?
Evans wrote back?
No, not him.
Who, Voss?
That's Rich Voss.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, I got nervous. I felt the buzz. I felt the buzz.
You got giddy.
I got real giddy.
I feel the buzz in his God.
I thought I won.
How much time do I got?
You have all the time in the world. Remember, you sent it to your boy. He hasn't responded.
Yeah. I want
to. When you say that you meant to send it to Chris Rock, you're just going to say, dude. Meant to send that to Rock. How you doing? I wouldn't even say Chris. Okay. And then he goes, who's Rock?
Is now the time, though? You think it's...
He's right.
I think he's right. Just send it without him answering.
I think you got a couple more.
By the way, Bobby, real quick, do you do bits about this on stage?
No, not yet.
Because I have a similar bit to this.
Are you really?
Yeah. Well, it's about...
I won't
the
tell
bit
it.
Is about... The bit... I don't... It's not... But the bit is just about how I... In order to get like that excited feeling that we're all feeling right now, so I don't cheat on my girlfriend, I just text famous comics I know and wait for them to respond. You know,
that's funny.
Thank you.
That's a great bit,
dude. Thank you. Can I say something real fast? I said my wife was out of town. She was up in Vermont with my kids, and I had nothing to do. I had to work, so I was like, "Hey, can I tag along?" I called both of you, or I texted both of you. You're like, "Yeah, let's do that," and never heard from you again. It's fine.
About what?
Don't worry about it. About me going to see you actually do your thing and
this
and
is
whatever.
A complete farce.
I'll show you the text.
Because we've had a separate combo about this exact situation.
Oh, okay, whatever, bullshit. Yeah. But I went with Chris. I walked. I went actually right downstairs here, and I went to the stand.
The stand,
and it was great watching him do his thing. He had a bit about his lady having like access to his phone.
Yes,
that I have been giggling about on the subway since then.
Right.
Anybody that gets a chance to see you
if you
guys,
want to see that bit, come September 18th, 19th
what
to
time?
The Providence Comedy Connection.
Where?
Wait, aren't you doing the stand tonight?
I'm at the stand tonight. Well, when does this podcast come out?
It's live.
Yeah,
it's
live. I'll be at the stand tonight, 8:15 and 10.
But it actually it comes out on, when are we doing this
I think
one?
This will come out next Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Not Sunday. No, yeah. This is coming out before... Yeah, next Sunday. Yeah, Sunday comes out. I thought it was Mondays. Yeah, it comes out before the show to promote the show.
Awesome.
Anyway, it's so exciting to watch somebody that you work with in a different context go up on stage and just absolutely annihilate it. Yeah. It was awesome. You crushed that room that night. I just wanted to mention that I don't really do the bit.
Go the next night, too. Then you'll be over it. You'll be like, this is boring.
This is nice.
This is not nearly as magical as I recall.
As he was talking about that bit, I was like, ugh, I hate that one.
I love that bit. God damn it.
I had all them come out. John Corbett, Elaine, Elizabeth. Liz Gillies, Johnny Ailes came and saw me in Gotham one night, and we came out, and they're like, "Oh my God, what the fuck? Wow!" And then John Corbett comes back the next night. Fucking, he just sits in the back, and he had 95 drinks, just sitting there. Fucking, there was he brought some friends. He was just talking the whole show. It was fucking hilarious. I was just sitting there going, "What the fuck, Johnny Z?" He's like, "Babo." He was just one of the funniest guys on the planet, by the way.
Yeah,
he, I mean, fucking hilarious.
I got
funny,
you something,
funny,
man.
Funny, funny, funny.
I brought you a treat.
Oh, man, that's a that's I know a fucking hot one.
That's
right there.
Not as big a format as you're used to, I think, but it's delicious.
No, I love
which
this.
Which is what I say to
Evans
the ladies.
Evans right back yet? No, back nothing from Evans?
I'm nothing yet. Nothing
all right.
yet.
God damn it.
I want to send him something now.
Now you send him.
I think you listen to Andrew now.
Okay, here we go. Yep.
I think Andrew just won me $20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That was supposed to go to Chris Rock.
No, I'm going to say Rock. I'm going to say Chris. Oh, shit. Go ahead.
That's for Rock.
I would just go, I go, oh shit.
Dot, dot, dot.
Wrong Chris.
Dot, dot, dot.
Wrong. I wouldn't do all the dots.
Okay.
What is this fucking,
just
what
say
is this,
that was
dear
for somebody
John?
Else. Yeah, we were great. Wrong. Oh shit. Hey, so oh
I'm,
shit.
I'm
wrong
asking
Chris.
For help. Can you not fucking
oh,
degrade
shit.
Me
wrong
as
Chris. Chris. How you doing, buddy or dude, whoever.
Bro, call him bro.
Chris.
Yeah.
Wrong Chris.
Yeah.
Call him dog.
How you doing?
Dog.
What? I'm gonna call him dog.
No, don't call him dog.
You just shit on
I'm gonna call him Evans.
Evans.
He
yeah.
said
yes. Yeah. Yes, that's gonna be
inner
my
circle. There you go.
That's
you go.
My winner.
Yeah.
You're in there.
So
oh,
what
shit,
are the
Rock,
bets?
Chris, how
are
you
the
doing,
bets?
Evans?
You and me
there
think you? I think
wait,
yes. You think
can
no?
I,
how about Hope
can
as
I add
well?
This?
You
can
think yes?
Say
you
come to the Hope
Comics. You going to come home this year?
There you go. Perfect. Perfect.
I say I put that. You go.
I do.
You, right?
Yeah.
Oh, who
yeah.
says put?
I, no.
You
no,
go.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
no.
Oh. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Comics all come right. home.
Fuck okay, this is a financial. Yeah,
that's
decision.
How you know them.
And then
that's
I would follow them. That by a turd.
Oh, because you guys are all there.
By a turd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
Send it to.
Yeah.
Well, no, not me.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I'm really
deflated.
Like
but look at
really
how long that next
right
text
now.
Is.
I really wanted that
it's
to
a lot.
Out.
Yeah, Bobby,
it's too much.
Too much.
It's too much.
No, it's
are
not.
Those,
no,
are
no,
those
it's
the
not.
Dots?
It's
is
not.
He doing the dots?
No.
No dots.
No,
can
he's,
I, oh,
he's
shit,
sending
wrong
them a
Chris.
Clump.
Can
how you doing, Evans?
It's
too much.
Oh, shit. Hang on. Let me read it. Oh, shit. Wrong, Chris. How you doing, Evans? You going to Comics Come Home?
Perfect.
Can I
think
it?
It's perfect.
Can I see?
I would
think
I think you'd get out after Evans. Yeah.
Oh, you got that fucking blind font.
I think you'd get out after Evans.
Can you read
size
that from 47 there? Can you
font.
Read that from there? I can. Let me see.
Give it's that. To him.
Oh shit!
I'm not giving him my phone. Are you out of your mind? He'll take a picture of his.
He
cock
can't read
and send
from
it.
That far. Let me just.
No,
see
fuck
it.
You, man. Let no, you're out of your mind. Fuck you and fuck you. You think I was born? I fucking invented this shit. Fuck you and fuck you.
I wouldn't do that.
I'd only give Magic Man my phone. Magic Mike
Mark,
gets my
thank
phone.
You.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'm sending this, right?
Send, I would say send
I would
it.
Not send it.
So who says send it?
Send. Send.
Kind of long.
I think it's too long.
No too, way. Long?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Too long? It's perfect. It's perfect. Send it.
I think overthinking this, I think overthinking this is going to cause you
Evan.
To send the text you don't want to
send.
Send
it. I sent
there
it.
There you go.
I either ended my fucking relationship with Captain America or I just started.
Exactly.
A fascinating friendship.
Right.
All right, listen, guys. We're going to wrap this up, man.
This is awesome.
Unfucking believable show. I had a blast, man.
It's
I really, I'm glad you guys came on. I'm glad we did this. I'm going to go through the room. Some of you guys are comics. You got stuff going on. I'm glad you came on to promote the Hoboken Comedy Festival. I'm glad to be part of it.
Yeah, thank you.
So if you guys are from Jersey, make sure to... to go
fuck
to my
that. Get on the PATH train and come over here and see Robert Kelly, see all the guys.
Yeah, get in your fucking car.
It's 9 minutes away. You don't need a fucking car. It's right here.
Well, those people have cars.
Race you.
Like I'm talking Connecticut. I'm going further. Westchester.
All right. Fucking Mississippi. All no. you guys come out to the Hoboken Comedy Festival.
What's the date?
HobokenFestival.com. It's September 28th through October 4th. It's 11 shows in 7 days. Crazy lineup. I can't list it. We already did it. We listed everybody. We're gonna get Benders on. They're gonna sponsor it. We're gonna show the whole season. It's gonna be a thing.
What's my my date?
The Friday, the 3rd.
Friday the 3rd, man.
10 is that right? 10. No, yeah. 10-2. 10-2.
Awesome.
Sorry, 10-2, 8 p.m. Robert Kelly live.
Andrew, what do you got?
Check out my podcast, Brilliant Idiots. That'd be great. And then October 2nd, I'll be at the Wilbur Theater in Boston, Massachusetts. And then I'll be in do we really do this or no?
Keep going.
Cool?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, whatever you want. Right?
I'll be in Alaska October 7th through 10th.
Well, that's fucking awesome.
And I'll be in Fairbanks. And then I'll be at the Tempe Improv the 22nd to the 25th.
Jesus Christ.
And
I got to get a new agent.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool for October. So thanks. Please come check out shows.
And he'll be at the Hoboken Comedy Festival on the 3rd.
I don't even know what that is, I'll be honest with you.
Chris, what do you got?
Just for October? Or it's live, right?
I would
do through December.
Do them all?
No, I wouldn't do through December.
Through 2016.
You have a website. You could go to chrisdcomedy.com.
What do you got coming up?
The immediate is... next month is October 2nd and 3rd. I don't want to take anyone from Hoboken. If you live in Jersey, go see Bali. But Brokerage Comedy Club, October 22nd to 24th, I'll be at Zany's in Chicago. And November November 12th to the 15th, I'll be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix, Arizona. And November 7th, I'll be in Boston Garden for Comics Come Home.
Listen to me. Everybody in Beantown that goes to this thing, you got to check out Chris. He's going to fucking kill it. He's unbelievable. He's going to be a breath of fresh air. I mean, that the lineup's amazing. It's ridiculous. But having Chris on there, he's going to fucking, you're going to love him. So make sure you support him.
Thank you.
And, if something does go wrong, videotape it so I can have it on my show.
Piece of shit.
I'd love to. No, that Billy Burr made him famous.
Nah, I know.
No, I'm kidding. You're going to fucking kill it. Make sure you check him out there. What do you got?
I got on December 4th. I know it's a long way out, but I don't know how many times I can make it do this with you guys.
Do it, man.
I'm in a movie called Youth, which was a huge deal at the Cannes Film Festival, and I play a small role in that. It was great. Sir Michael Caine and Harvey Keitel.
Damn.
And also, I'm in a romantic comedy with your boy, Dan Soder.
Dan Soder.
Called It Had to Be You, which is premiering at the Woodstock Film Festival on October 2nd.
And was Dan the romantic lead?
He was the romantic lead. Wow. God.
Do you know I was a romantic lead in my second movie? Last Night at Eddie's. I just found the poster for it. I had shoulder-length curls.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
I was gorgeous.
your photo down here, you're gorgeous.
Dude, I was the romantic lead in this fucking movie.
Dude, I'd like to...
That was
to
my first fat.
Okay.
My second fat and my second... My first skinny. The first skinny. I had to lose 30 pounds in a month to do this.
Jeez, did it.
I went...
Did you die? You dead?
I went out. I ate fucking chicken breast oranges... and vegetables every day. And I went, I started running that night.
Oh,
when the guy goes, look, I love you. Your chemistry with her is offensive, but you're overweight to be a lead. I went, just let me have the part, and I'll come back in a month, and I'll be fucking shredded. I came back with a six pack.
Yeah.
They thought I did steroids.
You were ripped.
Yeah.
Awesome. I haven't been in a romantic lead in my marriage or any relationship I've ever been in since I was 12 years old.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. I'm always the funny best friend.
Even
it's okay, especially now.
See, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's fine.
Me sad.
No, don't worry. Don't be sad. I make tons of money. I'm happy as hell.
Yeah, you make tons of money.
Oh, my God. I make great money.
Really?
Yeah, I do a lot of commercials.
The Red Lobster. You ever heard the Crab Fest? Fucking Crab Fest going crazy. Red Lobster.
Him?
That's his stupid voice.
Oh, is it?
Could you do it?
Do it.
Do it.
No,
do it.
I can't.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right.
Wait, Chris Evans just... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I gotta, do it.
It's Endless Shrimp is what's going
on. Okay, I love
Endless Shrimp.
Do it. Everybody close your eyes.
Ready?
Everybody close your eyes.
And yeah, the shrimp is endless, but it won't last forever. So hurry in before it's gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You're telling me you won't go?
I'm hungry.
You'll go.
I'm going.
You know what? Publicist Kaplan Thaler and Red Lobster are my favorite two groups ever.
Whoa.
My kids are
going
to go to college
because
of that. I'm hugely grateful.
I want to fucking do. I got to do something.
What do you mean? You're doing this. You're doing the most.
Did we get picked
most.
Up yet? If this show doesn't get picked up, you guys got to bring an EMT back in to fucking do mediocre fucking scene. How you doing?
I watched that entire scene. It was not mediocre.
You killed it.
It was funny, man.
And you bought all those donuts from Peter Pan. That was awesome.
Those are the best donuts I've ever had in my fucking life.
We got those on Sex Drugs.
Yeah.
Fucking insane.
Donuts. I had four donuts.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even care about dessert or sweets at all.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. I ate four of them. They're all like, I can't stop. I'm not even going to try to stop. I'm just going to keep eating these.
I fucking love him.
Listen, so delicious.
What do we got for my date, sweetie?
We got September
20th. Can I call you sweetie? I'm sorry. Is that, you going to bring me HR or somewhere?
Yeah.
I got
September 20th, we got you at the Soho House Final Room.
Yep.
And the
24th. The Soho House?
This weekend.
Final
I'm,
room.
I'm doing this. It's a
bougie.
Let me just tell you.
Bougie.
Can I have a small sandwich for $25?
I did. Jeff Leach. Say, hey, you want to do the show? You go up and do 20 minutes, and then you do 5 minutes of talking on a couch like a talk show. I found out he's just making a sizzle reel to sell, and I got kind of like, it was a show, and I was like, that sounds fun. And now I'm helping him do a sizzle reel. I'm in his sizzle reel.
It's good karma, though.
Yeah, fucking
get
whatever.
It back.
I like my Sundays.
Do it.
Yeah. Fucking 20 minutes. True. Whatever. Anyways, it's going to be a fun show.
There's an honor embedded in the fact that he wants you in his sizzle reel. I'm just saying.
All right. Go ahead.
We got
what
September 24th
That's magical stuff.
For Toronto.
Nothing for less.
And October 2nd, we got the Hoboken Comedy Festival.
Boom. All right. So Toronto, I'm going to pitch that a little better than she did. Toronto is next week. I need you guys to buy fucking tickets. I don't give a fuck. I've never been out there like this. Go buy fucking tickets. Tell your friends. Spread the word. Share it. All the people that shared the ad on Facebook, thank you. Go buy tickets. I want to sell this fucker out. My YKWD is live. I got Arthur Simeon. I got Rob Mayhew. I'm adding more people in the next couple days. And then I'm doing shows. So sell it the fuck out. Make sure you do that. And then when is the, what's the other one?
We got the Hoboken Comedy Festival.
Yes. Same thing with that.
October, yep. And we got the we got you in Fort Lauderdale 8th through the 10th.
All right, so check it out. Go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my shit. My special that this motherfucker produced and, you know, took a gamble on and paid off, which is amazing. Robert Kelly Live at the Village Underground.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of it. It's amazing. It's cinematic. And it was fucking a complete success. And in this business, to take a risk on yourself, to have, you know, a company like Apostle, a guy like Serpico with a vision that gets your fucking, the way you see things, and then actually execute it, it's fucking, it's a one in a million. And we did it, and it's $5 on the website. Or go to iTunes and buy it. We were on Billboard chart, right?
We were on Billboard for an album, yeah.
For an album, which is awesome. Are we going to be up for a Grammy?
We submitted. Let's see.
Nice. Let's see what happens.
Get a Grammy nomination.
I'm going to buy that tonight.
Fucking
I'm
love it.
I'm going to buy that tonight.
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, tomorrow night, last episode. Make sure you check it out. And, of course, I really want you guys to support all my listeners. Everybody, make sure that on October 1st, you go to IFC... and you check out this new show, Benders. I'm telling you, it's addictive. Everybody on it's amazing.
Wait,
it's,
have a little Irish folk song for the end? Remember?
Fuck, I forgot.
We drink and we smoke. Right. Nobody.
That's exactly how it goes. We cut off their heads and we boil them in oil.
Yes.
What is all right. Well, that practice for nothing.
That was the day. That was the longest day in the history of the show.
Hang on one second. Yeah, put that on your fucking. Cervical gets the fucking. That's not the bomb bandana. That's the fucking anticlimactic bandana. You guys are the best, man. You're the best fans out there. Go to riotcast.com. Thanks for listening to the
podcast.
You,
Bobby.
You know what?
Thank
you, Bobby. We'll see you later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.